Migs Cast. I'm Steve Migs. I'm here with the Reverend Infuego.
Hi.
Glenn Cannon.
What's up?
We are here. We're here. We are live to tape.
We are live right now, but when you're listening to us, we're not live. We're not dead either, though.
We are a studio audience in front of a live podcast.
We're live, but editable in case I can't figure out what to say or not say. What was the parody I sang last week?
The one that I had to bleep about 17 times.
I got a couple different messages from people saying that that was one of many high points of last week's show.
The Metallica album. Load.
Fact that you went and you didn't just cut the segment, but you just beeped my stupidity.
It was more entertaining that way. I was like, this is worth it. I'm gonna keep it, but I do have to bleep.
That was
every
the feedback
single
I got. The feedback I got was, oh my God, that was gold. Because it's just beep, and it's like rhythmic beeping.
I mean, you're a good songwriter. It's just sometimes the content is questionable.
Hey, I just noticed this. Exciting news. Finally, when did we change the logo for the Migscast that has the cartoon versions of the three of us? Was that like over a year, maybe 2 years ago?
It's been a long time.
Well, I finally noticed on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, it finally shows that one.
Sweet.
For the longest time, it's been showing the old logo with the silhouette of the bald head with the Migscast and the podcast, what's in the bottom now, bottom right corner.
This time, I thought that was a testicle. That was supposed to be a head?
Yeah, that's my head.
That was Steve's head,
I mean, some think it is a testicle.
I thought it was a nudicle. It was a nudicle.
It's new to you.
While I have the podcast open, as promised, let's revisit last week's episode.
Oh, that's right. We're getting right into it, huh?
Let's go right back to it, but this time, under the influence of a few alcoholic beverages.
Grandparents. Oh, that's wonderful. Whoa. Oh, we're so happy.
All right, so my mom clearly sounds drunk without this.
She sounds like Fran Drescher on nitrous oxide.
Slow down, she sounds really faded.
It's just praying. Listening to the and hoping things work out good.
Pause.
Yeah.
St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes. Did you know that?
Steve is.
Did you know
he
that?
Lost
dude?
Cause.
Thanks, Rev.
Did you know that St. Jude was the patron saint
never made the
of
connection.
Lost causes? I can still hear the disappointment in your voice. You're like, I never made the connection.
I played that for my wife. She was howling.
Dude.
Right then I'm like, hey, babe, you need to listen to this one thing. And she's just like, she's like, is that really what it means? My wife's super Christian. And she knows it for something similar, but when you go down to the nuts and bolts of it, of being a lost cause, she never really made that connection. I'm like, no, look it up on the internet. And we pull it up. She's like, oh, yeah, Glenn's right.
That's amazing.
It's like, A, that's funny. And B, I didn't know that Glenn was that hip to biblical stuff,
right?
I'm filled with all kinds of bits and pieces of random information. And I can't remember how it was I came upon the St. Jude thing because almost
lost doing something.
Everything I've been doing with my life has been an uphill battle.
Yeah.
And so at some point, it might have been for the sake of a tattoo. I was like, man, St. Jude's the patron saint of the impossible or lost causes or uphill battles or, you know what I mean? And I'm like, God, that's so, if I'm going to have a saint, that's my saint.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not, my religious beliefs are very broad.
Yeah.
Right? I'm kind of in the realm of, I don't think anybody's wrong except maybe Satanists.
Yeah.
They might
be wrong.
Simmer down on that whole thing.
Okay, I've read Necronomicon. And
that's not the same as Satanists. Go look up the Satanic Bible with Anton LaVey, and you'll see that it's more about personal fulfillment.
That was our high school band.
Oh, that's probably cool.
Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Actually, my buddy's band, when Elderly Destruction broke up, I went on and did a band called Purgatory, and the rest of the members of Elderly Destruction started a band called Necromancer.
Oh, that's cool.
No one started a band called Hatred of the Old, which would have made sense after Elderly Destruction.
Hatred of the Old. We hate the old people.
Well, clearly the elderly one.
This song's called Booby Trapped Wheelchair.
Follow up to our big hit, World of Destruction.
Switchblade Walker.
And Sign of Death. Bloodbath. Those are the names of our band songs. Sign of Death, World of Destruction,
Whoa.
Bloodbath.
World and Destruction sounds like
we were in a teenagers
writing a rock song.
Yeah, that was a straight off rip off of Nuclear Assault song. I can't remember which one, but it was basically like our lead singer took all their lyrics and just kind of went through a thesaurus and changed them,
rearranged them.
But that's funny.
Yeah, like we're like, dude, you basically wrote a Nuclear Assault song. It's like, no, I didn't. Like,
see there where he says happy and I say exuberant? It's different.
Dude, that was the exact conversation. All right, let's go back to the drunken episode last week.
Oh, the St. Jude was the patron saint
never made the
of
connection.
Lost causes.
I can hear the pain in his voice.
Your mother said
that's even more fantastic. You dying laughing
that
in slow mo is fantastic.
Fantastic,
right?
Because I had no idea either.
Are you puking back there?
You just broke Glenn.
No, my mom broke him.
Wow.
Do you understand this is my life these days?
Wow. Okay, that's getting now on a special episode of the Midgecast.
I love how you get a good second and a half of...
Oh, man, that was a fun episode, though, and I can't stop laughing
to that.
I got to
listen back to that episode at some point.
It's an hour 25 in for that moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a good one, man.
I want to give a little bit of a shout-out because I was looking at the ratings of the Migscast on Apple Podcasts.
I don't even know how to do that. How do you do that?
It's long and convoluted, but eventually there's a place where you can put your own rating in, like, 5-star, and it gives you a chance to do all the other ones.
Oh, okay.
So, literally, there's one from Tuesday. The subject is drop a bleep, drop a bleep, drop a bleep. This came from Babushka 206, and it was like Lost Cause was the best Migscast ever.
Yeah!
Made me shoot a noodle out of my nose laughing. Thanks, fellas. Congrats, Steve. Glad you're better, Glenn, and sorry that your wife doesn't listen to you, Rev.
This is the person who listens to it.
I've never looked at the reviews.
Some of them suck. So
I know. Yeah. I remember there was one point, there was one that was just like, guy that didn't even listen to the Migscast that just wanted to crap on me.
Basically.
So he was mad because the show changed and it was my fault, clearly, as opposed to like, I'm just trying to do the best I can.
Hey, whoever you are, thanks for that, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I was the new element, you know. Thanks for that, homie.
this is way before that.
I don't even know you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This has nothing to do with you, Glenn.
Yeah, this is a guy
who
was mad 4 years ago.
The show changed. I was like, oh.
Not the Migscast, the BJ Shea show changed. So he was just finding anywhere that he can go to crap on me, including the BJ. Yeah, leave good reviews, people.
Who are these people?
We can use those in life.
They have so much time on that.
So angry.
Yeah. This cast gets me through my Tuesday, Wednesday. I must listen. Can we get Glenn to a building badge and a parking pass? Best hour of my week. You'll laugh, discover new music, and learn things. Thank you, Jay from Federal Way.
That's rad. Thanks, man.
I'd love to be allowed in the building. After that negative one, I've just stayed away from the review, so I'm kind of like treading lightly. Hands down, a great podcast.
Yeah.
It says the Migscast is a fun look into the world of music, indie wrestling, and anything else these three run across in their lives. Steve, Glenn, and the Rev talk candidly about the fun and debauchery that they've had, and sometimes the not so fun that they've had, but it usually ends with a bunch of love and laughter. Hands down, one of the best podcasts. You will give it a listen. That's from Sam. Thank you.
That's awesome.
This person said, bring us some dicks. This is from a year ago.
Yeah.
Started listening to Migscast right at the tail end of Mono Nick and Top Shelf's tenure. Fell in love with the cast. As good as it was, I would put the current lineup on another level.
Yeah.
The addition of Glenn has made this one of my favorite podcasts of all time. The one I make a point to actually sit and focus on as opposed
to
having in the background like a lot of other podcasts. That means a lot because I have a lot of podcasts I listen to that are clearly just wallpaper.
I'll have
to hit skip back because I'm like, oh crap, I wasn't even paying attention
to what
they were saying.
They just told me how to get rich and I was zoning out.
Yeah.
I've never heard the term wallpaper.
Oh,
that's a really good one. I totally got what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Nice.
The stories, the songs, the many internet wormholes, and the random guests make this a must listen. That's from Infieldfly 47. Funny stuff from Gopple. Bunch of jokey jokesters. Love the banter.
It's true. We're jokey McJokesters.
Hands down, my favorite podcast. That's from Faith from 3 years ago.
That's right.
These guys are awesome. From Dano from 3 years ago. Yeah, fun.
That's so nice.
Here's the one. Awful, awful show.
I know.
Steve, who won't even go by his real name, doesn't have the confidence to go by Miglorai. He can't even pronounce my name right. Once you take it serious. Okay, I'm not going to go down the wormhole of this guy because we probably have once before, maybe even twice.
I think we may have, yeah.
But if you listen to our show or our podcast, where do you ever get the vibe that I want to be taken serious?
Steve, hello. This is a very serious podcast. I'm a very serious podcaster.
Honestly.
You know, I'm just going to scroll past that. But yeah,
there
you
go.
All the other ones
guy.
Are from, you know what? Honestly, dude, let's throw a little challenge out there, man. Put some reviews out there. We'll read them. We'll have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, make them ridiculous. The more ridiculous, the better. If you make up, like maybe we helped cure your syphilis and then put that down there. Whatever
it's like
it may
be. Convinced reviews. Me that it was only a cold sore. I've never been happier.
We never challenge people to do this, but if you have it on Apple Podcasts, also I'd like to just bury that F. That way,
right.
You know what I mean? Not bury in a sense of make fun of him, don't even address him, but just so that way it just gets kind
of
shuffled all the way
bottom
far back.
Yeah.
Just because it's stupid and it's obvious the guy never listened to this podcast. If he hates and he listened, by all means, give that review. I don't care, but you just don't like me, so you went to something that I'm a part of and crapped all over it, and that's
totally
just stupid and petty. And now we're doing something petty in return, and we're encouraging our listeners to review our podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Leave us 5 stars, otherwise I won't read it.
Yeah, that's true. That's how. Yeah.
Do us a favor. We never ask for that.
No,
we give you this free podcast.
I did get some.
Oh, we do.
I got some personal messages, texts, and on Facebook Messenger, and it ran the gamut from. I had to pull over my car and stuff like that. Like, just like I was losing my mind listening to the last episode.
It
I
was
love you
so
guys.
Good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I haven't had a chance to listen back to it. Like, I'm looking forward to. Yeah. Honestly, I used to be able to listen to every show. And I haven't gotten to listen to one of our shows.
It's
got to
be different, though,
because,
I mean, now you do an Uber and Lyft. I mean, you can't really.
No.
You could. But you don't want to be that guy listening to talk.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Like, normally I have, castles on, because I drive normally kind of anywhere from 10 a.m. to noon is my start time, and I knock off usually somewhere between 6 and 7. So I have Castle in the men's room, and usually just on quietly.
Yeah.
And occasionally you'll hear someone chuckle, and then I'll just gently turn it up.
Yeah, because they're digging what you're listening
to. That's kind of my move. But I don't, if it's a weird thing. My car has a USB hookup.
Mm-hmm.
And because I tried that one day, I was streaming our show through the stereo because I knew it was a good one. I'm like, I got to hear this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, because my phone was plugged into the car, it was missing my alerts. So I figured out, I'm like, oh, I've missed like 3 rides.
Oh, you don't want that. No. That's losing money there.
I was throwing money away.
Mixed cats will cost you.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to park in the garage.
We're free, but we're also going to cost you.
I was even on the scooter, man. And
we're free, but we'll cost you.
I got here just late enough that everyone had grabbed that street parking. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Son of a
bitch.
It's
like the worst day ever. Well, you've got like that little moment where you can slide in there.
You
got
to be. I've told you guys all the stories about people. They park their cars and then they line up at the machine and wait.
Mm-hmm.
And if the guy comes around, he's like, you can't do that. Get out of here. Everyone, like 30 adults circle the damn block for the sake of this retard that just honestly, there's a bridge right across the street. I say we grab him and chuck him.
Okay.
Just chuck him into 5.
Should we wait for him at 10 in the morning? We'll all go down there and wait for the guy?
He won't be there about 9:58. That's when he's down there.
All right,
like,
we'll take him out. We'll take
so
him out.
Angry.
He's putting his thing down.
We'll treat him like that guy who left a bad review.
It is the guy.
Yeah,
it's we'll probably bury him.
It's probably just because you know
he got
me.
That job so he could stock the building.
Yeah,
bro.
He knows that by making you miserable, it makes our show miserable.
Yeah.
It's true.
And
if he could spell your name, he would have already found you by now.
That's a good point. I'm so lucky.
When you get in your car,
blessed.
He's going to be in the back seat. You know what I mean? What's up, Migliari? And Steve can be like,
who wants to be taken serious?
Yeah, you're in the wrong car, man. I'm Steve Migliori. Damn. Do you know where I can find Stephen Magliari?
No, sir. I cannot.
Dude, when we were in.
Yeah. He's got a beard. He's also bald.
Yes.
and he lives in Tacoma. Good luck.
No.
Good luck finding him.
I was pointing at Castle.
Oh.
Yeah, he lives in North Seattle.
He goes by
Sycamore Castle.
Dude, when we were in Chicago, we were taking a lot of like Ubers and Lyfts and things like that. And one of the Lyfts that we were in, the dude was listening to like super conservative talk radio.
Awkward.
And I'm just like, I'm drunk, and I'm like, it's got to stop. And he's just like, huh? I'm like, you got to take this off. Put some music on. I don't care if I get a bad review.
This is my white power station.
It was pretty much,
he's like,
bro.
Dude, I'm going to give you a single star and write a note on your account.
I was like,
I want out of this car now.
Put on, I don't even care if it's smooth jazz, man. I don't want to listen to some like
anything.
Stupid dumb conservative show. And I'd feel the same if it was a dumb liberal show. This isn't about my political beliefs. Yeah. I just don't want to hear opinions about politics while I'm trying to get from point A to point B hammered. Give me some,
I agree with that.
Give me some Lionel Richie.
Some Lionel Richie.
I don't know why Lionel Richie.
So, man.
But I want some Lionel Richie when I'm drunk.
I legitimately had, and honestly had a weird week last week, man. But I had my first certifiable crazy person in the car.
Really?
Yeah. She got in and started talking a mile a minute. And at first I just thought she was over caffeinated. And then I quickly began to piece together that she was insane. And later she went on to, my kid's in CPS and the feds have moved in downstairs. The FBI has me under surveillance because she was actually really, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, probably about an 11, black girl, really gorgeous girl, but was S-house nuts. And was talking really fast, and they've already killed three of my babies because the feds moved in downstairs, and they're downstairs, and they're watching me, and they've already... But my kid's in CPS because they say I have bipolar disorder, but I'm not crazy. They just came after. See, I was beaten to death and shot six times.
Oh.
Now, I was trapped in traffic with that.
Oh, man.
For about 20 minutes. So for the first 10 minutes, I was kind of like, wow. Oh, man, that's tragic.
Yeah.
Then it began to wear on my psyche.
You'd only be empathetic for so long.
Like, and
like, lady, I'm just going to drop you off right here.
I wanted, because immediately my brain was like, remember the show. And so I was like, if I could just reach up, my phone's in that thing that hangs from my windshield so she could see it, but I wanted to just get up and toggle on the voice recorder.
Yeah.
So I could get 10 minutes of her. It was, she'd never stopped talking, and it was crazy. I'm under CIA surveillance. You know, they murdered my babies. They moved in downstairs. And she kept saying she'd been like sexually assaulted by FBI agents repeatedly, and they beat her and shot her. It was just
yikes.
And I should have known when I picked her up, the lady was like, yeah, my client. So I don't know if she was there to get her meds or she was leaving her therapy situation, but
she might get a
my first genuine lunatic. So we got stuck. I was trying to take her over to kind of MLK Way, the Fred Meyer that's down there over the backside of that hill, almost by Renton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, man?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Absolutely.
The end of MLK, that area right there.
I know what you mean.
And I got...
Isn't there like a Popeyes right by there?
Yeah. There's like a big Popeyes plaza down there, but I got stuck in traffic. And I mean, where you're not moving.
Literally stuck.
And the more she continued, I basically began to have like a mild anxiety attack.
Can I just drive through the car in front of me?
I couldn't go anywhere. It was starting to, because man, and I'm a pretty patient guy, but it was starting to really.
That's when you just wish you were in a limo and you had that divider. You could just put it up. You're like,
the window goes up, right? She would have, I would have heard a, yeah! And there would have been like, a little hole cut in it. And she would have been like,
maybe 5 stars if you shut the F up.
Dude. So, and she was nice. Like, when she said goodbye, I was like, well, take care, sweetheart. It was really nice meeting you. Yeah.
But, say hi to your CIA friends.
Dude, the more she talked, and then she started bringing up, like, well, I've been this and that, but that's not true. And the only reason it's like that is because I have a brain injury because I was beaten by and shot by the cops, and they tried to kill me because I was married to this doctor, and I make $700,000 a year. And it was.
All right.
I'm like, I think of myself as mentally imbalanced, but you're truly unhinged.
What if all of it was true?
That would really be a bummer.
That's part of the problem.
That would be a bummer.
Right?
Yeah, right? Like,
man,
that would bum me out.
Yeah.
So it gets better still. I've been doing nothing but playing shows and then driving 10, 12 hours. Playing shows, driving 10, 12 hours. You know, so
the grind.
Physically beat up. Plus, you know, I slid my scooter up the road about a month ago. Mm-hmm. So at some point, because I was starting to kind of have a bit of an anxiety spell, I'm pretty sure the tension in my neck muscles, pulled my neck out of whack.
Oh, crap.
So after I dropped her off, I started feeling sick to my stomach, and I had blurred vision, and then I got vertigo. So everything was spinning to the left. You know when you're hammered, and it's like everything is a picture, and it goes to the left. Picture, that and it goes left. I was like that behind the wheel of the car.
That sucks.
So I'm like, well, this is unfortunate. So I get home. Poor Tawny she gets bad migraines. Mm-hmm. She had had a migraine. She was home. She was kind of snuggled and asleep. So I laid down on the couch, and she woke up. She's like, hey, when did you get home? I'm like, baby, I hate to even bring this up because I know you're out of whack, but I'm experiencing an issue. Like, walking across the room was challenging. And honestly, I mean, I'm no stranger to pain or injury. I thought, well, I've got a brain cloud. This is it. I'm dead.
Oh,
you
geez.
Know? Because seriously, I couldn't read. I couldn't think clearly.
Just jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, I'm like, I've got
to spend an entire car ride with someone who lost their mind.
Right? Well, now the FBI's after me. But
right, car.
Yeah, right.
So, hey, babe, where's the CIA? They're downstairs.
No, don't worry about it.
So I was a bunch of this hemp cream rub on my shoulders, hot bath. She really went to work on trying to get me sorted out. And I woke up the next day and I'm like, you know, I'm okay. And I went out, got behind the
hemp
car.
Hemp cream sounds like a happy ending for a hippie.
Dude, yeah, no, right, yeah.
Sorry.
On today's issue of High Times.
Oh,
hemp cream.
That got me.
Hemp facial cream.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Do you have to beep that, Rev?
No. Continue on with your story.
Let me get this damn story.
That says, do I have to beep that, Rev? Sorry.
I'm new, right? But I don't want to take up the whole damn show with this stupid story. But anyway, tried to drive this guy who was a scorpion keeper. Awesome guy, dude.
All right. Right? Sure, as you do.
I was like, well, surely it's the end of days because I've been so happy lately that this is how I go. I'm going to be in a car with a scorpion keeper and, you know.
And one of them's going to pop out and kill you.
Yeah, dude. And it was an amazing conversation with this guy. Really cool dude from Thailand.
Did he have scorpions with him?
Here's what's interesting. I drove him over to the UPS store because he was going to pick up some scorpions and he was most upset. And I was like, no, wait a minute. Whoa. You're telling me they ship scorpions to the UPS store? And he's like, yeah, from China. I'm like, do the good folks at UPS know this?
Yeah, is that legal?
You know? And then we got into the whole thing about the bigger ones. Their venom's actually less poisonous than bee sting because apparently their claws are so tough they don't need that high of venom. But the little tiny ones, their claws are fragile and can break. So the venom is massive. So the smaller the scorpion,
stay away from.
The little guys will like kill you. The big guys hurt less than a bee sting.
Huh.
So I've got the scorpion keeper in my car.
Okay, the more you know.
Right? You know, that's what I'm like. I'm like, any second now, I'm gonna look over and like, you know, Gabriel's gonna be beside me like, you ready, dude?
Like, oh man. It's time, man.
Am I in trouble? No, I'm here. We're gonna go up, but we got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I gotta run a couple things by you first.
Right, right.
Yeah, we gotta clarify
there's some
a
things
couple
we
of
need
things
to talk about.
Like, in March of 97.
Yeah, dude, can we talk privately? No.
We're gonna take this gonna offline.
Yeah, dude, right.
Yeah.
So in the course of just navigating a parking lot, looking over my shoulders and stuff, it all came back. And I'm talking sick to my stomach where I thought I was going to puke, blurred vision, and the world's going left. So I dropped him off. I'm panicked. I found a sports medicine massage therapist place down in Burien. I tried to call it an answer. I walked in.
Did you have to walk in from the back door?
No, dude.
Let me tell you. Hippie cream? We got some hippie cream.
This thing is a zero happy ending scenario.
Okay.
The guy came out and he's like, you've got vertigo? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, did you drive here? I'm like, yeah. And he's like,
what the hell's wrong with you?
He's like, sit down. And he put me in a chair and he was like, oh God, you need chiropractic assistance immediately. He's like, yeah. And so he tried to work on my shoulder a little bit right there in the lobby. And this guy's like a sports medicine guy, deals with athletes, football player stuff. And so luckily he had a cancellation on Saturday. He's like, come see me Saturday, but you need chiropractic assistance, you need it now. Go to this place. I went to that place. They were slammed. They sent me across the street. This guy, this was Burien Sports, Burien Spine and Body Sports Medicine Clinic. Mm-hmm. When I explained what was going on, the doctor was so cool. He was like, I close at 6. Come back at 6. And I'm like, really? And he said, come back. So he saw me after hours.
Mm.
So yeah, right. Dude, he got in there and he's like, man, it was interesting too, because he's like, are you a bass player? And I'm like, no, I'm a guitar player, but I get what you're getting at. I play a Les Paul, they weigh about 10 pounds. He's like, yeah, your left shoulder is up around your ear. I can tell by looking at you, you're a musician.
Wow.
But he thought as a bass player,
that's
kind of
cool.
Heavy. Oh, dude, he looked right at me and he went, are you a bass player? Like, yeah. So anyway.
Glenn was also wearing his own shirt that said Glenn Cannon and a picture of him playing a guitar.
With an arrow that says, I'm a musician.
Yeah. No,
take pity on me.
But dude, that's crazy, though. He could just spot that.
He looked at me and called it. And so this guy starts digging into my neck, and it felt, you know what a tetanus shot feels like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was digging into my neck so hard, it felt like I got about 7 tetanus shots in my
damn
neck. And that was just so he could get me loosened up enough to crack my neck.
Damn.
Then he got me on the table, and when he did the first adjustment, and it went crunch, it was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. It was like the world was a foggy windshield, and someone hit defrost.
Yeah.
Like, it just went,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. And he's like, okay, what? And I'm like, man, the whole world just came back into focus. And he's like, okay, that makes sense. And he was explaining that all that pressure on my neck being out, it affects the inner ear, it affects the ocular nerve, it affects...
Jeez.
So, yeah. Then I had to do ice off and on, 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off, 20 minutes on, for like the whole next day. And then Saturday I went and saw this massage therapist, the sports medicine guy. Dude, happy ending. Pfft. It was like getting run over by a backhoe.
Oh, yeah.
He dug into me so hard. I had black and blue spots. Oh, man. It was. And he was like, dude, he's like trying to push on my hip. He's like, dude. And I'm like, look, I've got a high pain threshold. Just do what you've got to do. And he's like, okay, you tell me if it's too much. And I'm like, I will. I promise. And there are at points where he was hurting me so bad that he'd be like, hey, man. You need to breathe.
He's still alive?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, stop tensing up.
And I go,
yeah.
I mean, whoa.
Wait, from the sound of it, it does sound like a happy ending.
Dude, right? Oh, right. So what was crazy is that, so that was Saturday. And I swear all this was spawned by Whack-A-Mundo, right? And maybe a CIA brain scan. I'm not sure. But when I came home from that appointment, I walked in the house and Tawny saw me and she was like, oh my God. And I'm like, what? And
you're walking straight. You're not a Neanderthal.
You look different. You are standing different. Your posture's different. Yeah, it was that dramatic.
Caveman has evolved.
Dude, right? Yeah, yeah.
Babe, I'm out.
Yeah, dude, I'm serious. So I didn't mean
it's like a sitcom entrance.
I didn't mean to go on that tear. I can't even remember how all that started. But so we were talking about Uber and wacko stuff in Ubers. And I wanted to share that even Stinkerbell the Puke Fairy doesn't come anywhere near CIA brain scan lady.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing was, honestly, she was a really attractive girl.
Mm-hmm.
But man, dude, like not one of those, I bet she's great in bed crazy. More one of those, you've got to lock up anything pointy.
Right. Yeah. I need to get you to a doctor crazy.
Dude.
Yeah. Please be on your medication.
Yeah. And I mean, seriously, she was a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, and the more she talked, at first I went through the three stages of grief, right? At first I was like, oh, wow, and I'm playing along, like, really? Oh, okay, oh, that's terrible. I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
Right? Then it went into, you know, like, oh, man, I don't know if I can take this. And then it went into, like,
oh,
I'm having I'm having an anxiety attack. I am trapped. You know, with this mental tornado.
Mental tornado. That's a cool metal band name right there, too.
Tell me about you guys' last week.
Well,
Red's going broke.
Yeah. So I was
talking about that.
I was talking with Glenn about this. So, yeah, buying a house is always fun. And,
Oh, having a home is fun.
Yeah, having a home is really fun.
Most homeless agree.
Five out of ten
homeless people agree.
I like my tent. Well, you're on meth.
This has been an issue that we've known about. We had, like, Tacoma just has sewer issues. Like, if you have a home in Tacoma.
Is that that smell?
The aroma of Tacoma?
It is not that smell.
That's, not cool. That's the paper mill, right?
Yeah, it's from the paper mill down in Commencement Bay. But, I mean, seriously, you're not too far from it because.
It's commencing to sneak out the town.
Every place in Tacoma is going to have a potential water issue. We knew about ours in our home inspection, but we figured that, hey, this pipe is probably not broken that goes out to the sewer. We'll be fine with it. Turns out it was broken. And basically, we've been flushing our toilets into the front yard.
Oh, fun.
Dude, I immediately asked, is the grass super green?
It's green as F.
And Rev was like, dude,
no,
yes.
Seriously, like, there's a streak where I know where the pipe is going because the grass in the front yard is lush and green and grows more
Smurfs,
than anything
man.
Else.
That's Rev's poop grass.
Yeah, it is. I fertilize it quite well and frequently.
There's a whole ecosystem down there.
You have a new side hustle.
Yeah.
I'm Rev, and I'll poop on your lawn.
Did you know that they actually, in Tacoma, they've got Tag Grow, which is Tacoma Grows, and it's actual, like, human fecal fertilizer.
Yeah, but you're not going hovering
but
over
I'm not
somebody's
doing,
grass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not doing
straight
that.
Straight to the source. No need for a middleman. I'll poop on your lawn.
I'm picturing me sitting in a wheelbarrow that has, like, a hole cut for my buttocks to hang through, and I'm, like, swilling tequila and eating ground beef while Rev just pushes me around the yard.
My brown will turn your grass green.
Dear Mom, my new business idea is going well. I love you, your son.
Brown patches are gone thanks to my brown ass.
Yuck!
Sorry.
So we've been... I finally figured out that we're getting a sinkhole in our driveway because of this.
Jesus.
And you know what it also brings?
It's a money pit, man.
Oh, dude. And it brings rats. So there were holes that I thought were like erosion holes. No, those are the rats who have found a nice warm place under my driveway to burrow.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've got to fix it. And fortunately, we were looking to do a kitchen renovation. So, well, that's on hold right now for this. But we're finally getting the plumbing situation worked on starting today. And hopefully in the next couple of days, that'll get fixed. They'll check it again and there won't be any more issues. But again, like Steve said, possibly money pit, so we're just kind of waiting to see how that's going to go.
That sucks, man. Is it from based on the past quotes, has it gotten, did you get a better quote?
We got a better quote, but they were looking at like 8 G's, and it's still about that amount.
Damn.
Yeah, and it's one of those where it's like, yeah, we were kind of expecting it, but I was really hoping that it would take a little bit longer for
like
it to happen.
20 years.
Something like that, but when I'm standing there and I'm looking and I can see the, like, the driveway just sinking at one spot, and that's where my wife parks her car.
I'm picturing like,
it's her side, don't worry about it.
I don't want to see her car, which is much newer, much nicer,
fall into the poo hole.
Suddenly, like sitting, like ass in a a poo hole.
Down in a hole.
Yeah, and it's like, what are we gonna do? Well, I guess we're gonna try
I've got
dig
this
it
vision
out.
Of driving down Rev Street, and you know those big shiny flame retardant suits.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
I'm picturing like driving by his house, seeing him in one of those with a blowtorch, just like blowtorching the rat hole.
It's like a scene from the old TV show Lost.
What's going on there? Oh, it's just my neighbor. You know, man. Like I can picture it.
I've got a CO2 pellet gun. I'm a terrible aim, but we've got rats in the backyard because they'll come around. They're not in like we've cleared out and made sure that like the crawl space and stuff is safe, and we were able to
shotgun,
make sure.
Shotgun, dude, it's harder to miss.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like I'm not a good shot at all, and I'll miss them.
I'm not getting a shotgun.
Why not? Get a shotgun and a 12-pack and go to town.
Honestly, yeah. I'll even buy you a Protect My Second Amendment baseball hat.
Yep.
Oh, all right then. You just hang that in the backyard and we'll just be fine on that.
I'll get you a Don't Tread on Me flag.
Your wife will come home and be like,
what the hell just happened?
What happened to my husband?
It would fit well in Tacoma for
honey,
the most
I've
part.
Had enough.
These damn rats. You stinking rats.
These rats are coming for my guns. I've had enough.
It's funny, though, because I'm a terrible aim, and I've actually tried to pop a shot on a few of them, and I'm so bad, but it gets close enough, or it'll hit like something near them.
You've seen too many movies. You're not supposed to hold the gun sideways and up
I'm
in the air.
I'm not shooting it like
that.
Oh,
come on, boys
I
in the hood.
I know how that works.
You
want
to aim.
You got to get in your car and drive by them.
Oh, yeah.
Pop, pop, pop.
And a Prius is nice and quiet.
Yep. Yeah, Priuses have really helped the gang game.
What show
was that?
That
was Weeds.
Yeah, that was Weeds. Yeah,
the gangster in Weeds had his whole crew by Priuses to use their drive-bys because they're so quiet.
Brilliant. Yeah.
No, dude, it was so
what
funny.
What season was that?
U-Turn. The guy's name was U-Turn.
That had to be towards the end of this.
No, it was like second or third season. She was hooking up with that guy,
okay,
U-Turn.
I lasted like two seasons.
About me too,
dude,
but I remember seeing
fantastic.
The
you should
the
follow
first season
it through.
Was amazing. All right, maybe I will.
Weeds is worth the watch, but because it just gets crazier and crazier. But at one point, U-Turn's like, hey, we got to run an errand real quick. And she's like, okay. And they're in their little Prius, and they're driving through this neighborhood, and he just pulls his gun out and opens up on this house. He's like, floor it, you know? And she's of course, wigging out.
Right.
But then later in the episode, she's like, yeah. He's like, man, thanks so much. I had my whole crew buy these Priuses. They're so great. You can't hear them coming. And
for drive-by purposes.
For drive-by purposes, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like, home ownership is fun and fantastic and all of those neat things. Beyond that, actually, and this is something we expected, everything's been going fine on that. Mm-hmm. I did want to give a shout-out to a listener.
Okay.
He goes by Ajax, and I met him at a...
Does he drive a Prius?
No! He's a gravedigger!
Does he hang out with a toe? He's
really?
Part of the gravedigger gang.
Yeah!
Did you ask him whether he ever put a body under a body? It's a common practice, not that I would know.
This is not anything that I've ever thought of, so no.
Oh,
does he have does he have a playlist for when he's digging graves?
I hope so. I know he listens to the podcast.
It's all like Mandy Moore and super happy pop music.
I was thinking like, you know, like Drowning Pool, Bodies.
No, it'd be funnier if it was like...
Just all typo negative all the time.
Carnival music.
Ice cream music.
Wow. But I saw him
that sounds very serial killer.
Right. At the local, it's actually the goth bar in Tacoma.
Nice.
The church cantina. Where
of course, the gravedigger's hanging out at a goth bar.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it fit perfectly.
That's
like,
so cool.
It's like, is this a bit? He was super cool. He recognized me because he went down there. It's my buddy's bar. They just celebrated their 1-year anniversary.
Nice.
And South Dakota Tacoma has this car show as well during that weekend, so it was kind of fun to go down and check that out. But he was there, he said hey, and that he listens to both the main show and the Migs cast, and I wanted to give him a shout out because he's a cool guy.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Ajax, what's up, man?
What up, Ajax?
What's up, man? Grave digger.
Yeah, so, if you can answer any of those questions, if you put bodies on bodies or anything.
Well, no, the cool thing
he
is...
He can call us, 253-271-4787. Leave us a voicemail or a text.
You guys have never heard of that?
No, I didn't.
So what you do is, you know, so-and-so's getting put in the ground Thursday, is you put, you know, you want to dispose of the person you disposed of, you lay him in there, and then they drop the coffin on top of that, and then bury that. And people get rid of bodies.
See, I wanted to ask him, Ajax, is it an hourly job? Or is it, do you get paid by the body?
Well, these days they use excavators. It's not like he has to go out there with a shovel.
That's true, but he's
still... get paid by the body, Steve says.
Well, I mean, no. Like, hey,
it's been kind of slow, man, you know.
No one's dying.
He did tell me something that was really interesting, that's like, if you can't...
He watches the news, he's like, yes, I'm getting paid tonight.
I get a spiff if I would get more than 7 in the ground.
Like, looks like I'm doing overtime tonight.
If your family can't afford to use one of those super nice coffins, you can rent them. And you'll put the body in for, like, the viewing or whatever you would have for that. And then you'll just put them in a normal, like, wooden
like
box. Not a bag.
So they have a display box.
Yeah, essentially. But then they can't use those coffins again because it's a technically biohazard.
Well, then why would you rent it?
It's cheaper.
It's like, here, let me rent you my car. It can never be driven again.
I know.
So then what do they do with that coffin?
I would just
sell
them.
They destroy them. They have to destroy them.
It sounds like a racket.
Right?
Dude, we should sell used coffins.
Well, and
slightly used.
Slightly used.
I'm like, if you just like tear out the insides.
Game used.
And like clean it up a little bit.
Tell me you can't just get in there with some bleach and make it all
right. Right? Wouldn't it be a sweet display?
But I guess because, you know, the legalities in the government, they want to make sure you don't have any sort of biohazard, anything along those lines.
So you got an education from Ajax. He hit you all this?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Ajax, you rock, man.
The things you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, brother.
Hey, we're down. Rev met a gravedigger.
I know. That was like one of the cooler things I did this weekend.
That's cool.
That's not cool. I mean,
someone's got to do it. It's an occupation,
right?
Man,
I went baby furniture shopping this weekend.
Congratulations.
We got the crib, I guess it's called.
The crib, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what that looked like, a jail cell, but my wife was like, it's a girl. If it was a boy, I would have no problem with that. So we had to get like some fancy looking thing.
It's cute.
Is it pink?
It's not menacing looking.
It's gray with like a white puffy thing on it. It's fine.
Just one of the things.
It's expensive.
It's not like a playpen. This is the elevated crib. It kind of sits up in the air.
It's got three different levels.
This is your life. These are things you're doing.
I know. We
still haven't gotten these are things that Steve is doing.
It was like way too much money for a thing that this kid's never going to remember.
Oh, they're proud of that stuff.
I still have the playpen that Lulu was in for a while before we got potty trained. Just throw a mattress in there. It's good enough, right?
I don't think that's...
No, Whiteski wasn't down with that.
As a child of the 1970s, I think I'd probably...
Changed, Glenn.
Whatever hand-me-down was available. And then after that, I think I was just laying on the floor.
Hey, Glenn.
I remember my sister shoving me off the countertop. I remember the fall because I was so small. It was like, man, that was a long trip. And I hit and I wailed and my sister pointed at me, laughed, and ran out of the room.
And then we got something called, like, we had to order this online. And
this is great.
It's like a smart, like, rocking thing for, like, it actually...
Does it, like, move around in circles and, like, do this sort of thing? I've seen them online because there'll be videos of cats. They'll take over them.
It's a smart sleeper.
Yeah.
It's a bassinet.
So when the child wails, it starts rocking?
Yeah. It senses movement from the baby.
And then it rocks.
And it'll start rocking. It supposedly helps the parents get more sleep because the baby isn't as restless. Because the thing will notice when it's getting, like, it needs movement and they'll move it for it. I don't know if it's going to work.
I think my mom did it. She just put a plastic bag over my head.
Yeah.
But it's super expensive.
It silenced
Welcome
me.
To the world of child and
dude.
Child accessories.
I'm sorry about all
Here's
this.
Here's the funny part with, like, my wife's been pitching this thing on me, and I'm like, I am not spending that kind of money
on the smart
on a
rocker.
Freaking smart rocker. I didn't need one when I was a kid, and look how I turned out.
I like
out.
To think of Rev as a smart rocker.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
And then
like
she sends me the link. And it says, most new babies sleep 9 hours or more by 2 to 3 months. Yay! Adds an hour to 2 hours extra of sleep per day. And I was like, sold. any chance.
I want to get on there and be like, Glenn Cannon's coma box. Put your child in here 14 hours a day. You won't hear it scream or wail. You know, just.
I don't think that's going to.
The coma box?
Well. Yeah, I don't think it's going to.
Look at this thing.
Well.
And it, like, lock, like, put your kid in like a straitjacket.
Oh, whoa, yeah. It looks like. Oh, I like this. No, it's a little happy burrito. It's not a straitjacket.
Oh, yeah, happy burrito.
Okay, it's a straitjacket.
Yeah. It's the only bed that prevents dangerous rolling. Ooh. Automatically sleep trained. Much less need to cry it out. Extra set of hands ready 24/7 to help your baby soothe your baby.
I just received a text from my wife. She wants to know if they come in an adult size.
Dude, there are so many of these things that I would kill to have. Like
I want an extra adult hands? Snoo.
Yeah.
I want a snoo for myself.
Yeah, something that's called amazing.
It's called a snoo.
S-N-O-O.
Snoo.
And then you could rent them.
Snoo.
You can rent one?
Yeah, you could either buy it for a ridiculous amount of money, or you can rent it for a ridiculous amount of money per month.
Well, you only gotta need it a couple of months.
Let me see. Buy now. We got it on sale. And what was it?
Was it less than $2,000?
Yes.
Okay.
So retail value. What do you think?
Okay, we're going to do a Price is Right style?
Yeah. It's more than $1,000.
Well, you can't throw any guesses. You just got to throw something out there. So let me start. I'll say $550.
You say $550?
Yes.
Okay, what do
Glenn,
you
Glenn, what do you say?
I say $999.95, and of course, after shipping, handling, and tax, you come in more about $1,300.
So are you going with $995.95, or are you
$999.95?
Okay.
Before shipping and handling and tax.
Okay.
In other words, they're not done fisting you yet.
Okay, so Glenn wins.
Do you have to beep
what?
That?
But
don't worry about it. Keep moving on.
This just is that whole moving. Dwelling thing.
Yeah,
pretended
yeah.
It didn't happen. Glenn wins without the shipping. If when you said the amount that you said with shipping and tax, you're $5 over, and then you lose. So I'm glad that you.
It was $9.95. It was $1,000.
$1,295 for
Get
this
the
thing.
F out.
And that was my answer to my wife when she said this.
Yeah,
fast dude, forward you know, a few you can days later, I'm like, oh, babe.
Then it was on sale for like. I don't know, 20 or 30. It was like 30, maybe.
Just use Benadryl.
30 or something percent. Whiskey. Whiskey's a lot cheaper than that.
Drug the child.
But it ended up being, I think, like 800, which was still ridiculous. But you could also rent it. And the renting thing, I was just like, what the hell? Why are we going to rent this?
Because you're desperate for sleep and you're contemplating your life.
It's going to be done for a child in like 2 months.
People get desperate and they're like, just do whatever it takes. I got to get some rest.
So to rent it, you could get it for, I think it's like $100 a month or something like that.
I'd do that.
$112 a month.
Well, actually, in a weird way, you figure you're going to need it for probably 9-10 months.
Yeah.
Really?
So it's a wash.
6 to 9 months.
I think it's a wash.
No, you're right.
It's a wash.
All right,
depending
all right,
on all right. how quickly your baby matures.
I was thinking like, yeah, maybe you would only use
any
it for
child
like...
of yours to mature quickly.
Me neither. Oh, is there a video? Oh, let's meet Snoo.
Yeah, let's meet Snoo.
The smart sleeper. Of course, this is the music.
Oh, yeah. This is what
baby
I was doing
music.
When I did Graves.
I would.
Adding hour of sleep. Snoo rocks and shushes all night long.
Shush.
Shush.
Shush. Shush.
It's priceless. No, it's actually over $1,200.
Yeah.
Shush. Happiest baby, Snoo.
Shush.
When the baby sleeps, everybody sleeps.
Which is true.
They didn't even have someone voicing this.
Was that a Metallica song?
Yes.
Until it sleeps.
When my child sleeps.
So that was my Friday.
Don't roll her over.
So
just be well. And then just scream all night without a care. And my wife tried to choke me, so I rock her
that was,
until she sleeps.
And that was the introduction of them without long hair.
That's
that
right.
song.
That's because he had to cut his hair because he didn't have time to cream rinse it anymore after the birth of his child.
That's true. Yep. And he had no hippie cream. Well, Kirk has plenty of hippie cream.
Ew. Dude, this is your life now, man.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I mean, is it coming on like in waves? Like whoa.
Every once in a while you get that holy crap, this is real moment.
I just dropped $2,000 on a crib.
Mm. No. It was that was 800 for that thing,
you
and the crib
one.
Was about 800 as well.
I'd buy a saw for about $90, and you can make one.
Dude, I'm with you, man. But you know what? I have a wife to answer
safety.
To.
Safety.
She can make stuff too.
The safety stuff and the safety regulations on the stuff that like we had.
Children
as kids.
Were born in caves, man.
Yeah, but that ain't it now.
Yeah, vaginal
That's
caves.
That's not happened now.
I gotta go ahead and just say this for the sake of the joke. Do you have to beep that?
No. And then Sunday, I did something the exact opposite of walking around buying baby furniture. I wrestled.
Yeah.
Over at Without a Cause Wrestling, which was a lot of fun. Things went well. Won my match. Beat up cool dad Chris Ross. Took out all my parenting frustration on him.
Yeah, you beat the cool dad, and now you are the cool dad.
I am now the cool dad.
What? I saw a big promo. What, yes. What is it? What's that?
All right, so
I've forgotten the details of it, but I remember being like, sweet! I'm excited for something I don't understand.
I appreciate
that. But I was excited, genuinely.
So after I beat cool dad Chris Ross, I basically said, I'm sick and tired of him. Before the match, I was like, I'm sick and tired of not having a match. You guys never put me in a match. I'm never in the main event, and I'm your biggest draw, which is all true, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So
local celebrity Steve Miggs, or local was this celebrity. Just you that doesn't take yourself seriously?
Yeah, that's not right. So I beat him. The commissioner / ring announcer, Taylor, who I like to call Tyler because it pisses him off.
That's funny.
He has a great podcast, The Grave Plot.
The Grave Plot. Yeah, I've done some stuff with him at Crypticon.
Yeah, Taylor's a great dude.
He's a really good guy.
Local celebrity Steve Miggs thinks he's an idiot, but Steve Miggs, radio person, Steve Miglorari.
He's like Gollum, dude. Can't you picture him leaning over a bathtub and Miggs and then, you know, local celebrity Steve Miggs having a conversation in the reflection of the bathwater?
Steve Miggs.
You know, pretty much that.
Sid walks by and she's like, I've had a child with this man.
I'm a local celebrity Steve.
And my precious is my verified championship.
It's true. It's true.
So after I beat cool dad Chris Ross, Taylor grabs the microphone and is just like, you know what? You're going to have you want a challenge? You want somebody that's a high profile? You want this big match? Next show, it's ego versus ego. And everyone's like, ooh, what does that mean? And then he lets everybody know that I will be taking on all ego Ethan Page. Ethan is a big name in the independent wrestling scene. He travels across the world. He's on Impact Wrestling, so he's a guy that's on television. I'd imagine when that contract ends up, I don't know how long he's locked in with Impact Wrestling, that there's probably going to be a few other big promotions clamoring to get him because he's good.
He's going
to
end up going career.
He was just featured on Vice's special that they did about the wrestlers, wrestling documentary called The Wrestler. He's an up-and-comer, but he's been doing it for a while. But, like, there's a lot of buzz about this guy, and he's just great in the ring. So I'm a big fan of this guy, and it's like, holy crap. Like, this is an opportunity that I never thought I was going to get. I just figured when I started wrestling, I'd wrestle some local guys, have a little fun here and there.
I'd get hurt and have to stop.
Right. I'd have my parents ask when I'm going to grow up. Never. And already September's already crazy because I've already talked about how I'm going to have that match with Dave Turner, which is happening on September 7th. The week after that, on September 15th, I will be taking on All Ego Ethan Page
and
Everett.
Wow. It's taking off, bro.
Yeah,
it's
dude,
taking off.
Super huge. And man, like, and he's already been, like, he messaged, like, he put a comment on my Instagram that says, I want that cool looking belt or something like that. Like, he's already all about it. Like,
uh-oh.
So the match is for the Verified Championship. So if he beats me, he's leaving Everett, Washington with my championship.
You better not let that happen. Do you need Glenn and I to muscle. Do a run-in on
that? Justin, I'll just make you another belt.
Yeah.
I could do that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, might be a better
thing. Well, I have Justin's belt, so I can always go back to Justin's belt.
Yeah.
I have two belts for a reason.
See, I didn't know there was a second belt.
Oh, you haven't seen the other belt?
No. Is that the belt that talks to you, or was that Justin's belt?
That's Justin's belt. Justin's belt is forever important to me, but then also...
A
professional belt maker guy made me a belt.
Is that a coddler? What are the people that make shoes?
Cobbler, not a coddler.
Cobbler.
So a coddler is a person who, coddles their children.
Holds. Folks.
Yeah, and protects.
Take a look at that belt there.
Oh, wow. Look at
right,
that.
It's really nice. It's like actually the nicest belt in the Pacific Northwest. Shout out to Murray Grande, who put that together.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Like... This is really well made. This is really nice.
And I even messaged Justin. I'm like, hey, just to let you know, it's nothing against like what you did, but this guy offered. I was going to pass it up.
Yeah,
and
really
I sent him a picture. He goes, wow, that's really cool, too.
It's really something.
He's like, I'm not offended at all. Like, yeah. He's like, I just did that for fun. And I definitely still love having that belt around. But yeah, dude, in fact, I had that belt on display after beating cool dad Chris Ross. And Kimberly, who's been in the WWE and wrestled all across the world, she's a big name.
She was like,
in the
that's scene. Cool.
She looks at it and goes, you know I'm verified as well, right?
Oh!
I'm like,
I want that belt, yeah.
So she's already like,
I want that belt, son.
She wants to challenge me now for this. I'm like, you get in line, lady.
See,
I already got Ethan Page.
See, here's the deal, man. See, like, I don't want you to lose, Steve. But I think if Ethan Page wins,
it adds another level to the belt.
And then he takes it around.
I don't want him to win, but I
know.
Get it.
And then it's like everyone's gunning for it. Then you take it back and then you hold it.
But what started as a joke.
It's taken off.
Not
dude.
The wrestling part. I take that very seriously.
The
but
belt.
Like the character and the championship title.
Yeah.
It started as a goof. like, oh, that wouldn't that be funny?
Now people are like, I want that belt.
And now all of a sudden I've got legit wrestlers saying, hey, what do I have to do to win that?
Yeah, like, dude, I want that belt, Steve.
Well, I guess you're verified, so I guess you need to do
so
it.
So this is going to, even one of my buddies like, you might have to like start taking
this
on the road.
What else can we take from Steve, man? Like
my virginity?
I want your car.
No. Oh, you want my Jeep Renegade? Yeah, you want to drive a girl car?
I'm fine.
Oh, is it a girl car?
Have you seen my little red Chevy Sonic?
Yeah.
Man, when I turn left, my pinky finger sticks up in the air no matter what I do.
Because it's so fancy.
And your water bottle turns into a cup of tea.
Yeah, a glass of rosé.
Yeah, so that's, dude, if anyone can make it, if there was ever a match, I mean, I have a couple, obviously, September, I have two matches that if anyone, Southenders, if you can make a match, September 7th, Dystopian Estate, that's going to be a huge one for me with Reign Pro Wrestling against Dave Turner. If you're in the North End, in Everett, and anywhere around there, this is a huge one for me. I don't know if I'll ever have a huge of a match against somebody. And for me to be able to take on Ethan Page, I would love for people to be there, even if you're booing me because I'm the local celebrity, but he's a bad guy too.
What is the date on that match?
September 15th, a Sunday.
Sunday.
At the VFW
Sunday,
Hall
Sunday.
In Everett.
That's the day after Red Festival.
It is.
Dude, you know what, man? Tawny and I will be there, bro.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tawny. Yeah.
That's worth the trip.
Please,
man.
Yes.
I'll talk to her. I'll talk to her about it, man.
Yeah, let me know.
If we can pull it off, I want to come up, and I'm sure she will too.
It's going to be
just got to make sure we don't have anything going on. I'll talk to her today.
The Everett show start at 4 p.m. On average, they're ending around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Which is perfect.
7 at the latest. So these aren't like super late nights, and I get people have a job to do the next day, as do I. So, I mean, I'm still getting home at a reasonable time, even though I'm wrestling, which is great. But yeah, dude, this is going to be a big one. September 15th, just go to Without a Cause Wrestling, Google it. You'll be able to get information on buying tickets or just go to their Facebook page. But I want to pack that room to the point where it sells out. Like,
yeah.
This is a big, big event for me. I mean, as big as it comes. If I was ever going to ask a favor other than writing a nice review on our Apple podcast.
This is a lot of favors in this podcast episode.
Yeah. And also buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com.
Don't forget to go to glencannon.net where you can buy pretty much anything I've got available.
Buy the record.
My record.
I enjoy.
You can get Steve Miggs' merchandise there as well.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. It'll redirect you.
Yeah, I do. I have a. You click on one of the images,
and it's like
surprise, and it redirects you.
If you buy,
I should do that. Actually, people be like, "What is this? It keeps taking me to Pro Wrestling Tees." I should do that.
With every purchase of Glenn's new record, you get an imaginary Steve Miggs T-shirt.
Yes,
I guarantee you, it'll be in the mail.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm shocked. Like, I still can't believe that I'm gonna get to wrestle a name wrestler.
You've got a couple big
that's
weeks,
being
man.
Flown in. And thank you to Without a Cause. As much as I like to give them a hard time on the social medias, this is an opportunity I never thought I would get. And the crazy part was when it got announced, dude. Man, my phone. Once they put it on social media. Like, if I ever wondered whether or not I fit in or I was being accepted by the wrestling community,
it blew up.
I realized I have a
that
goosebumps
is cool.
Even thinking about it.
That is
every
so
wrestler,
cool.
Almost every wrestler either sent me a personal message or posted something on my page saying I deserve it. It's nice
that's
to know.
Rad,
yeah,
man.
Dude. It's I don't because I'm a firm believer of being I'm very silent with my grind when it comes to wrestling and with my lovemaking. But you know, I don't post a million pictures of me training. I don't post a picture a day of me at the gym.
Pictures of me getting it on.
Yeah, I do that. But that's just to prove that I could actually get sex.
Stealth grind. It's a stealth grind because Sid's still asleep and Steve's like, ha ha.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't let me post him if she was awake.
Like a thief in the night.
Gosh. But like, it's nice to know that there's like a group of people out there that I never thought were recognizing what I'm doing, sending me these messages like, dude, that's awesome. And one of the guys who I have a lot of respect for, he was at Without a Cause Wrestling. We're sitting at the bar area watching one of the other matches. Our matches were already done. And he's like, hey, man, he's like, it's about time. I'm like, what? He's like, it's about time Seattle stops sleeping on you when it comes to wrestling.
Nice.
I was like, right? Well, can you say that a little bit louder? Because I didn't really hear you.
Can you pinch me and repeat yourself?
Yeah. He's like, no, I see how hard you're working. I see how much effort you put into your promos and your character. And it's cool to see that somebody is recognizing that. And I owe a lot to Without a Cause. As much as I want to say I hate Max, and I still do, the guy who runs it. I love you, Max. And Tyler, I mean Taylor.
Oh, jeez.
I really do appreciate all those guys for giving me this opportunity because I never thought I would get it, and I'm not going to let them down. And I've been going kind of nuts with my training, just gym-wise. I just don't want to suck. And
you won't, dude. You won't.
It's going to be awesome. So yeah. September 15th, if you want to come and support me, that would be the one I beg of you to support me for, because it's going to be a big one for me. And watch, the next match after that's going to be even bigger, and I'm going to be doing this whole thing again.
Yeah, well, trying to get your belt back, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's going to be gloriously gloating about his win.
I'm walking out with that championship,
there you go.
Rev.
Yeah.
Ego or not.
I might not have any teeth.
He's getting ego check from your mark, from your local celebrity, Twitter verified. I got to work on this.
Yeah. We're fleshing it out. We're fleshing it out.
An ego check from the check mark himself, your verified champ.
I think you got it, Megs.
Yeah, he made. There was a thumb gesture involved there, ladies and gentlemen.
You just screw up your own name.
I did.
You just screwed up your own name.
I was doing good until then.
What'd you call yourself?
Steve Meggs.
Meggs.
Because I was trying to take myself more serious.
If you were in the South, you going to see Meggs wrestle?
Steve Meggs. He's a good wrestler. Train yourself with them crocodiles.
He's verified alligators.
I know you saw the flyer that is me versus Ethan Page one, but did you see the full show flyer?
No.
Super surreal for me again. I'm getting cool. Nerdy.
But it looks cool, dude.
Because if you look at it, you'll see the one... Look at the guy in the back holding his verified championship. And also, I'm sharing a poster with like Ethan Page, who I'm a big fan of, Chris Bay, who
this
just won
really
the Without a Cause championship.
Cool, man.
Yeah, that picture of his and the championship shot of him holding that.
Chris is awesome.
Super cool.
He's going to be a big name in wrestling. I mean, he's already working
on it. Come on, man.
Right?
Have you not popped this in a frame yet?
I got to print it and pop it.
I
would frame that, man.
Oh, I plan on doing
that. That is really cool.
Yeah, that's. Where can people see that? On Without a Cause Wrestling's Facebook or social media.
Yeah, just search for it. It's pretty easy
to find. It's wicked. It looks like a full-on, I mean, it looks like a movie poster almost. It's really something.
It looks
almost like
a Fast and Furious type.
Yeah, you should have that framed,
I'm pretty pumped about it.
You
should
frame
that. No, I plan on it. And Jake Atlas is another guy I'm a big fan of. And Andy Dalton. Like, every wrestler on this, other than myself, like, I'm a fan of myself, okay? I'm a fan of every wrestler on this poster.
There you go.
They're all awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty, I'm in great company. Or they're in greater company.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Steve Meggs. All right, I'm rambling enough about this wrestling thing. I have a stupid thing to bring up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Please.
It dawned on me this morning, and maybe I was tired, so you guys would probably look at me like I'm insane. We played a song on the morning show, or maybe even before we started in the morning, that I never fully paid attention to how weird and how interesting the song is. I've always dismissed the band Cake.
Okay.
Oh, Cake has... kind of, there's some brilliance going on, man.
Dude, have you ever...
Even Going the Distance is still to this day...
Oh, it's one of my favorite
songs. It's a fairly incredible piece of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which Cake song you're talking about, but honestly...
That is a great song, but that's
those
not
those guys are cool.
Yeah, dude, well, my favorite story about Cake, too, is first interview I ever did was at an End session, and they were there, and they had me do the interview, and I started it, and they were not nice.
That's what
I
heard.
They were annoyed with me, and then I realized I was not recording. And then it got even weirder. And I don't know what got in me, but there was like a moment of F these guys. And I looked at them and go, hey, man, this is my very first interview that I'm doing on my own. Do you want me to remember it as being the worst experience of my life?
You called them on it.
And they all looked at me like, ah, man, we're sorry. And then they gave a great interview.
Really?
They were super nice.
Wow.
Why were they so grouchy? Just tired? Or?
Maybe they just didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just that kind of people.
I've heard they're
maybe
grouchy
they hate
with
interviews.
That sort of stuff.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I hate to hear that about any band.
But dude,
I'm a fan of Cake.
After that, they were the nicest
guys. And musically as well.
Oh, okay. It's like, I love Cake. I'm a fat kid. I love it.
So the song I heard this morning, and I was like zoning out, really paying attention to what was going on, backing vocals and things in the background, is the Short Skirt, Long Jacket song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This song is weird as F. I mean, it's got so many weird parts, but really pay attention to, like, the call and response stuff.
Lyrically, it's a good time, dude.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl...
Like, it's when it gets, like, to the second go-round, where it gets, like, super weird.
Eyes that burn like cigarettes.
There's lots of ear candy, especially in the percussion world.
The percussion and also that like weird
that
rhythm,
block.
Jangly guitar thing.
But you had vibra slap, wood block. There was all kinds of stuff going on just in that first verse.
And sharp as a tack, she's playing with her jewelry. She's putting
horns. Now we got horns.
Yeah.
Her hair. She She's touring the facility and picking up slack.
Hey, where's the breathing? What the hell's going on there? I would have loved to have been the engineer on this record for this song.
I need another track. We're going to do some breaths behind that change.
Can you roll that back? Hey, guys, let's get together and let's all go, ha, 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 ha.
It's like Lamaze.
Breathe.
I want a girl with a short.
And also, let's not forget the lyrics and the vocals are just completely
short
out there.
Short skirt and a long jacket.
Skirt and a long jacket.
What was that weird breath that he took right there?
Yeah, that's a longer pause.
You know, I never listened to this song without headphones, so.
Honestly, it's a great time in headphones, dude. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you haven't done so already, put your headphones on and listen to this one.
Both ears in.
Here we go. Yeah, you hear that? Wait, I gotta go back again. We'll hear. Here we go.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
He's like grunting,
right? He just got a hippie cream.
Oh dear.
Okay, now this is where things get really awesome on the backing vocals.
On a girl who gets up early. I want a girl who stays up late.
Stay up late.
I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like justice.
Oh. That's the thing that was the part where I was like, this song is weird.
You're just sitting here this morning going, whoa.
Yeah.
this isn't a new song, Steve.
Did you have an edible this morning or something?
No, I know this song has been around forever. I've listened to this song. When I worked at the end, I've listened to this song more than I need to listen to this song. I just never fully zoned
in. Never really heard it. Yeah.
On all the layers that are happening on this song. And I was like, this is really stupid, but I want to make sure we revisit this on the podcast just because maybe I'm not the only one or even if you've heard it before, I think it's really good to celebrate the insane amount of effort they put into making this song.
Yeah, ear candy man for days.
To cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like justice and a voice that is dark like tinted glass. She is fast, thorough, and sharp as a tack. She is touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Na 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 na.
There's like four hooks going on at this moment on this song. You got the horns, you got the guitar, you got the drums got its own hook thing going on, and then the backing vocals.
If you listen there's vibra slap thrown in everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you hear woodblock come and go. There's all kinds of little... Yep. The guy was like, just give me a couple more tracks for rhythm ear candy. And it's when you listen to the mix, it's placed all over the place.
It's
a good time, dude.
I mean, MVP is definitely whoever mixed this song because it's so well mixed.
Yeah.
You get that weird Ozzy Osbourne thing.
Yeah, the Ozzy Osbourne thing. It's a vibra slap.
Yeah, that thing is
awesome.
That's
the vibra slap.
I used that once on a Peter Parker song, and I thought I was going to get kicked out of the band. They're all like, what are you doing? I'm like...
Dude, it's a running joke with Elias, and Brett is always like, I got to sneak a vibra slap in somewhere.
Yes!
And I think it's on every record I've ever done with Brett. Somewhere on the album, you'll hear vibra slap, and it was not
This studio for a while. And it would just be one of those things I'd come in the middle of a break during the main show, and I just hit it. I just hit it, because it's fun.
I feel like nailing the intro to Alice in Chains' Wood right now.
Yeah. I gotta try to find Crazy Train.
I have it on. Let me see if I can find my Peter Parker stuff.
Well, along the I just got thinking about that because of the ear candy thing.
Uh-huh.
So you remember the One Hot Minute album?
Yeah.
Yes, the only Red Hot Chili Peppers album that I will ever listen to.
Oh, dude, my man, because I love that record.
It's my favorite one.
And that's like the one that they'll never play anything off of.
Which is why I'll never go to a Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Actually, they started playing My Friends.
You're right.
But, and there's some great stuff on there, but I rarely smoke weed, and I had smoked a ton of weed. I was back in Maryland visiting family, and I was driving the back roads through West Virginia to get home because I was fairly lubricated.
Country road.
Really high.
Take me home.
And I was driving out through these back roads in West Virginia to get to, because Maryland and West Virginia were on top of each other, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But the song One Big Mob was playing. And in the middle of the song One Big Mob, there is a breakdown that has so much ear candy that when I was stoned driving, it almost became a, oh my God, I think I'm going to have to pull over.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Those are the best.
Like, dude, you know, and then my instinct was like, turn it down before you lose your mind. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to turn it down.
Turn it
this is
up.
Incredible. I'm like, you're going to hit a deer and die tonight. I'm like, quiet you. And there was this whole thing, man.
Quiet you.
Anyway, everything you were saying about the cake song reminded me of that moment.
No, it's
in
so
time.
True, though. But yeah, it was one of those moments. Oh, I found that. I wonder if this is the right mix of the Peter Parker song. It was one of those songs we never put out because the band imploded right while we were recording this third record. But at some point, I use it, so hopefully we can hear it. It's like a rough mix. I think it's coming up. I think it's after the chorus. Let's see. Hope watch it's not there.
By the way, this is cool. I love this song. I'm so bummed we never got the...
Here it comes, I think.
Yeah.
They were so pissed.
No, dude,
really?
That owns. That owns. It was
I
perfect.
I thought so. I love this breakdown.
Drop the beat and pound down the cancer.
This is a really good song.
It is. Yeah. This is cool, man.
I was really bummed.
Drop the beat and pound down the cancer. 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 He's a standby now.
Yeah,
dude. It's a cool
dude. Email that to me or something. Yeah.
That's a really good tune,
SoundCloud
dude.
To it.
Yeah, dude. I really like that song.
Yeah, dude. That was like one of my favorite.
It's a great tune.
Son of a stop.
It's not stopping.
There we go. One of my favorite Peter Parker songs that we ever wrote. And we were like writing a lot of songs in that vein. I'm like, man, we've got a. We were going away from we were like going away from that weird, like noisy stuff that I really dug, but I got why I was kind of throwing some people off because our first record was catchy and super poppy. Second record was really obnoxious and noisy but poppy. And then this album was going to be more like our Nevermind, if that's the vibe I was getting. Like it was really over the top big choruses, and
I dug that.
And we were talking about like we were recording,
but it still had a rough and tumble feel about it, man.
Yeah, like, you know, and it still hadn't been like polished up with like mixing or mastering. Like that was a rough mix.
I would have mastered that and called it a day.
Yeah, that
I
seemed
really
like it was good
it.
To
yeah,
go. Yeah,
I really, man.
Oh, I was so pumped.
It's done.
And alcohol, man. Alcohol sometimes gets the best of bands.
It does.
It does.
And the recording process was going so well, and then one of the members got really, really drunk and like got really, really rude to the guy who was making the record for us. And
he was
like,
doing a really good job, by the way.
And was giving us a buddy deal at a really nice studio in Seattle.
Oh, no.
And he's like, you know what? I don't have to deal with this. I'm done with you guys. And I was like, I get it. Happens.
Bummer.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp. Bummer. Hey, why don't we check out some voicemails, some emails, and some text messages? I'm glad the vibraphone showed, though.
It was a perfect place, too.
I agree.
It's great.
And they were all like, that's so cheesy.
That's
I'm like,
rad!
I was like, no! It's if mixed right.
Dude, this whole
and the guy
song,
did.
This is power punk pop tongue-in-cheek rock and roll.
Yeah!
How can anything be off limits?
And it was just like, it was like
you know,
perfect.
I'm not asking for a goddamn kazoo solo. It was perfect.
You should have put
it
one
was
in.
Perfect,
and
dude.
I was like a nerd. I saw it in the studio. You're I'm like, I want to use use this? And I was like, how can I use it? And I was like, this is the song right on the breakdown. And just kind of...
It's perfect, dude. It's
sons of bitches.
Sorry about that.
And that's why Peter Parker's no more. The vibraphone.
Vibraphone killed the band.
It did.
Vibraphone killed the pop punk band.
Ryan's gone.
Stories, jokes, and hot jinks.
I just
bringing on a bitch.
Yeah. I'll email you that link there, Mr. Revsky.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That was really good. I really like that.
Yeah, I'd take that as well, too.
All
if,
right.
If you're at it.
Yeah,
while you're
take
at it.
It.
You're sick tone.
I mean, hi, Glenn. Like how you doing?
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. Of course. Okay. And Rev, feel free if you wanted to. You could if people want to hear it, we could throw it up on the Facebook.
All right, cool. Yeah. I'll pass it on.
I think that's how it works.
Probably on the Facebook.
We'll make Poop Shiv the B side.
Yes, Poop Shiv.
For all you fans out there. I
forgot about
Kobe T. Oh, dude. Oh, text message. Migs, you versus Ethan Page. Holy effing S.
See?
Yes, we talked about
See?
That. That's cool, man. Wrestling fans get it. Like, if you're a nerdy, independent wrestling fan, you know all ego Ethan Page. Right now, he's in the middle of a war with, like, old school wrestlers. Because, like,
funny.
Jim Cornette, you remember him.
Yeah.
He's a guy who hates any comedy in wrestling. Like, he's the guy who flips people with his wiener. He hates intergender wrestling. He's like, it's not believable anymore. I'm like, it's professional wrestling.
It wasn't
like,
believable
the times, and it wasn't believable when he was.
I've hurt people with my penis.
So
have you?
Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan made a shirt that says professional speedo fighter or something like that. And like, he'll break the fourth wall and talk about wrestling not being real or not being, you know, predetermined.
Yeah.
All that crap. And it pisses off the old dogs. And that's what I also love about Ethan Page. He's like a chill as F dude. And he's just common sense guy. And I'm going to beat him for my verified championship.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
September 15th. And you can hear the confidence in my voice.
He's going to break down the fifth wall, man.
That's right. With the check mark.
Yeah.
Steve, speaking of wrestling, have you seen Steve Austin on the season 9 finale of Hot Ones on YouTube?
I heard about that.
He was my second favorite wrestler growing up after Jake the Snake Roberts. Steve talks about Jake the Snake's pregame ritual during the interview, which was cool. I haven't seen the episode yet, but it is on my queue of things I want to watch. I might watch it today. Man, Steve Austin eating hot wings for 30 minutes sounds like my kind of thing.
What?
Have you ever heard of Hot Ones? It's a show on YouTube.
What?
Yeah, no, it's really good.
It's amazing.
It's really good.
So somebody will there's a guy that interviews celebrities, and at first I think it was like lower level celebrities, but the fame and the popularity of the show has grown to where now like big name people.
They sit around and eat wing.
They eat the hottest, different levels of hot chicken wings as he interviews the celebrity.
What are we going to do? We were going to do a whole Migs. What was it called?
Oh, the Buffalo Wild Wing thing we were going to do. We should still do that.
We had a name for it.
We did.
I forgot that. So if anyone wants to let us know.
I think it was called Gahans on Some Wings. I don't know. But yeah, so the show, it's basically he interviews people as they're struggling eating these hot wings. And it's super interesting. Like, because they still have a fun interview, but they're sweating. Some of them are like, I'm done. I'm tapping out.
I need a spoonful of sugar and some milk to put the acidity out.
Yeah, some have tapped out. Yeah. Like, and they're just like, I can't keep doing it. Well, I need to watch the Steve Austin one. But he also said, do you, Glenn and the Rev, have any pre-show rituals before you get on stage to announce a band or get behind a microphone? Do you still have to hype yourself up, or does it feel more natural after all these years of entertaining the masses?
For me, I mean, I don't do it that often, but you got to get kind of a little bit of a zen sort of going on where it's just a couple of deep breaths and just shake everything out. I learned that going to like improv classes, literally just shake out and get kind of, yeah. And it's just like move the arms, move the body a little bit.
I shake something of of Glenn's before we,
Wow.
That's why he's walking better.
Yeah, you are working. You're walking very well there. But no, basically just something like that just to kind of get into that.
Little jazz hands.
What about you, Glenn, for when you're up there rocking on stage? And when's the next, you guys got to, well, you're jumping on stage with Eve Clark,
I've got
you and Tony.
Cool stuff going on,
That's at the High Dive this Friday night.
Yep, yeah.
And then you have the big show at Jazz Bones.
Saturday
night.
Yeah. Excited for that.
Yeah, dude, Friday's going to be, man, so Friday, if you've never heard Brian Davis, so Tony's early band, I hate to even
Sakura.
Call it early. Yeah, Sakara, actually. Sakara. Everyone does that, and even Tony laughs about that. But Sakara was really, really cool. Yeah. Sadly.
Shout out to Jesse Smith.
Oh, yeah, man. They just musically were a couple years behind the curve.
Okay.
You know, like, they were doing that in around about 93 or so, and if it had been 87 or 88, I swear to God, they would have been one of the biggest bands in the world. It's a failure of the industry because the music is killer. And of course, I turn around and see and hear bands like Avenged Sevenfold now, and I'm like, man, you know, those boys were doing it. So anyway, Sakara was an amazing band. Brian was the singer of that band, and he hasn't played music live in a long time, and he's basically coming back. It's all original music. and he's playing solo? A set to open the night. Yes, solo acoustic. Brian Davis from Sakara. So I'm amped. Tony's amped. Like, Tony made that announcement, and I was like, oh, dude. You know, like, mm-hmm. So super, super excited about that. And then, yeah, Eve is going to play. I've heard a bunch of the tracks of her record, Awake.
And she was just on Loud and Local.
Yeah, she was on Loud and Local Sunday night with our bro Kevin. The record's really good,
mm-hmm.
and she's doing some various stuff. Some different people are joining her on stage, but Tony and I are going to get up and do kind of a well-loved Windowpane song with her.
Oh.
We got together last night and ran it
fun.
Down, and it was really cool. And, you know, with everything that's been going on, Tony and I hadn't even played guitar together in a while. And so just us playing together, we kind of looked at each other and smiled like, oh, yeah, man.
This was a good time.
Like, click. Yeah, it was really cool. I had a great night last night just hanging out with after that, we all went for drinks, me, Tony, Brian, and Eve.
Nice.
And just sat and chatted, and it was a great hang. So, and then Woodshed's playing, and so is Late September Dogs. Mm-hmm. So that's Friday night at the High Dive, and that's going to be an amazingly cool show. And then Saturday night, man, my project's down at Jazz Bones with Dead Rebel Saints.
Nice.
And the boys in Antihero.
Yeah.
So great rock and roll show Saturday night at Jazz Bones. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 8. I think there's been a bunch of different confusion on that online. So
7 and 8?
7 o'clock doors, 8 Sweet. O'clock showtime. Yeah. Yep.
And I'll be
promoting
be
it.
There.
Sweet, man. Sweet. Yeah. So that's gonna be cool. Mm-hmm. And as far as pre-show ritual, it's the same thing I've been
Shot
doing forever.
Take a crap.
Couple shots of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played some shows recently where I didn't drink at all.
Remember Delilah from The Last International.
Was that her thing?
We were hanging out beforehand. She's like, do you think you can get me some whiskey? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I just need a shot.
It just takes me out of my own head. And recently, I tried to, this sounds weird, but I just wanted to see if I can go 30 days without a drink. It's not like I have a problem. I don't drink at home. I don't drink beer at home. My wife's been sober for getting on the 3-year mark.
I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Yeah, she was like, she was like, I'm going to make this change. It's like an inspiration, man. She's never looked better, been healthier. It's just really cool. But I was thinking about all that, like just the health benefits of it, you know, my weight, stuff like that. And I made it 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I did several shows in the course of that 2 weeks without whiskey in me. And I can do it. I prefer to actually have a shot or two in me to just loosen me up. I'm not thinking. I just get up, go, and do. So that's definitely my ritual, man. It sounds a little, I don't know, but that's what I do.
I think a lot of people just get the edge off a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, it's the opposite. I like to take a little Viagra before I get up on stage. I play better with a stiffy.
Well, and I want to point out, because I didn't really clarify earlier when I mentioned that I had actually hurt people, I didn't mean that in a I'm such a stud way. I meant things went wrong, and it was really bad and unpleasant and not cool. I just want to throw that out there. Because I thought about that in hindsight, I'm like, I'm not the kind of guy that says stuff like that.
If someone was new to the podcast, I could understand why you would think that. But if you know our cast by now,
you know what I meant.
Glenn is
not
that
exactly
guy.
Like, didn't even go, like, I was like, didn't even register.
I ruined
didn't
the moment.
Like that.
Basically, what I was saying is I've ruined moments and had things go terribly wrong.
That's so funny.
As a result of, so I just wanted to throw that out there. Because I felt awkward.
Clarify.
A bit of reflection.
For me, it's that or Molly. Molly's a good one for me. Stage announcements, Molly.
Wait, what,
drumming,
what's the
Molly.
That? What's
Molly
the that?
Moon?
You what? Said for me, it's that or Molly. What's the
Viagra?
Yeah. Did you not hear about that?
No, I did.
He drums.
I didn't know
after
he was still trailing
Viagra,
on that.
Wearing you know what, his basketball.
Gotta have that third stick going on.
Yes.
Excuse
just
me?
In case. You know what I mean? You see how I play.
That's your vibra slap.
It's my vibra slap.
Yeah, I said stick.
Stick.
Sometimes I'll do like just a quick like 10 push-ups just to get the blood moving.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go in like a little room.
You don't fear a potential injury.
Not with 10 push-ups. If I do,
it's only 10 push-ups.
I can do 10 push-ups.
If I did 7, something might pop.
But it's just to get the blood moving for me. For stage announcements, I finally have gotten to the point where I don't have to spend a lot of time mentally preparing for them. There was a moment where like I'd have to really like rethink everything that was going on in my head. Now it's like I just go out there and see what's going to happen vibe-wise. Wrestling has been a whole new animal. Push-ups definitely help for me just because it's a body
you
business.
Change gear, basically doing that. Changes the gear in your mind?
Honestly, it's just an ego thing, but like I just want my arms to look better than they would otherwise.
Do you think 10 push-ups accomplishes that?
No. So I do like 30.
Can you do 30 push-ups?
Yeah.
He can. Yeah, look at him.
Dude,
he wrestles.
Rev, can you do 30
Don't look
push-ups?
At me. No.
I don't mean this as like a look at me. I do 100 push-ups every morning now. In preparation,
I've
been
doing
good on
that.
You,
I gotta
man.
Start
like,
doing that.
Not in one full swoop. Like,
oh, I just
like I'll do 30, take about 30-second break, do another 30, take a 30-second break, and then I'm at that point I can't do another 30, so I do 2020.
Okay. The thing I've been trying to do, and I'm trying to get consistent with it, I'm completely outing myself here. I'm stoked that I've gotten up to now 15.
Yeah.
I can do 15.
Right on, man.
Dude, man, I couldn't do 10 a few years ago.
The first week I started around 7 or 8, and I'm very brutal about my posture, and yep. I go way low to the ground mm-hmm. to the point my nose almost touches. I'm not cutting myself any breaks.
No, yeah, I hear you.
And, dude.
It's a struggle.
I can now do 15, and on the 15th one, I'm quivering.
That's a
two. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah. Freaking rad.
Like, so when he was like, I do 100 push-ups, I was like, one, I'm a slacker, and two, like, way to go, Steve.
But, dude, it was just a few years ago that, I mean, the idea of doing 5 was ridiculous to me, like, doing them properly. Now it's like, and I mean, you know, there are some days where, like, this morning was the first time in a while, I'm like, you know, I'm just too tired. Like, today's my full rest day.
And see, that's what gets me. I'm having a hard time with the consistency.
That's
it's
the
like
only
Matt
way you can
Koch
do it.
Always says, like, dude,
consistency
do
huge.
Something, even if it's something. Do 10 squats. It takes less than a minute.
That's what he was telling me to do. It's
every
like 10 squats, and that's what I do brushing my teeth every
morning. You
squats
while you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Can I please get video of that?
No. No.
That's what I do.
Well, do you brush your teeth in the nude?
Yes.
Do you really?
I do squats when I
You don't get dressed before you brush your teeth?
No, because it's the
I don't either.
No,
you brush your teeth in the nude?
In my pajamas, because I have to bring Lulu out first. Like, that's my first thing once
you
I wake
up. You don't walk Lulu in the nude?
No. The neighbors complain.
Ever since that kid with the dart gun.
But I'll bring Lulu out, and I do squats while Lulu's trying to go pee and poop. And so it depends on how long it takes her. So it could be 50 squats or 100 squats that I'll do.
I just picture driving by like, is that guy trying to inspire his dog?
Please poop. This is how you do it, Lulu. Please poop. This is how you do it, Lulu.
If my neighbor, like, the only people that can see it is my one neighbor behind our house that has the second floor window.
With the telescope and the masturbatory problem?
Yes. She has that.
Oh, dear. That got weird.
But that person's the only person that could see me from where I'm sitting, standing outside. But yeah, I'll do that in the first thing in the morning just to kind of get the blood moving, too.
Good for you, man.
But dude, I'm trying to get, I got Ethan Page. I got to get ready for this. I don't want to look
it's an insight into your ritual, because one of the last things I do before I leave the house
mm-hmm.
is brush my teeth.
Yep.
So I don't get up and brush my teeth. I do a glass of green juice, as we call it. It's like just vegetable juice.
Yeah.
Tawny's got me putting collagen in it now, believe it or not, which is supposed to be super good for...
My wife does that for her hair and her nails.
Tawny's lost... Man, like, she just naturally... She's been doing this pretty religiously and has been active, but she just... This weight just fell off of her.
That's awesome.
She looks amazing, right? So she's like, you're going to start doing this. But yeah, and then I have... my thing is, like, why would I brush my teeth and then have 5 cups of coffee? And so what I do is usually right before I leave, if I'm going to shave or brush my teeth, I do it right before I split.
All
so
right.
when I split, I'm at my freshest.
It's part of my part of my morning ritual. I mean, I don't start off with coffee because we start so early, but it's literally, it's walk into the bathroom, take a leak, take my morning pills, and then it's... Start brushing the teeth, and I got
funny how we all have different ways of going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like turning on the water, letting it get hot, and then and then at that point do the squats. It kind of gets me into that. Okay, I've brushed my teeth enough, and then go take a shower, get dressed, and go.
Oh, and you shower every morning.
Every morning,
I shower in the evening.
See, I sweat at night. Like, everyone sweats at night. It's gross. You're laying in a bed full of sweat, and then you're just gonna go somewhere.
Well, I'm lucky because I'm not an overly stinky guy.
I get my room cold, so I don't really sweat.
Do you shower in the morning?
No.
You shower in the evening.
I shower when I get done at the gym in the middle of the day.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, and sometimes I'll shower twice depending on what I did.
And I hate to admit this because I don't pit out. I'm not really
a stinky
guy.
People are probably thinking like I do 100 push-ups. I don't break a sweat doing weightlifting at all.
I'm sweating right now.
I'll see other people who are doing, I'll see people at the gym that are like basically doing the same workout as me and they're drenched. The only way I get that way is if I do cardio.
Right.
I just don't sweat. Yeah. So like, at first, when I was doing this whole idea of like, I'm going to do 100 push-ups, 100 squats every morning.
Killer. My God, imagine the discipline, Justin.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
can't wrap my head around it, bro.
I don't have the discipline.
I want
but you talk about
it.
The consistency. There are times where I'm like, you know, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to just do 20 or 50. And then I start doing them. And then like your body's just like, oh, no, I feel better now. When I do
it
20 more.
It wakes you up.
When I do 20 more.
Yeah. Castle used to talk about this. Because Castle and I would go out.
Just do it. And then you don't know what your body.
Do it.
Dude,
right.
We would tie one on.
Make your dreams happen.
Ryan and I would get into some real serious drinking. And he'd be like, Glenn, I got to head out, buddy. I'm getting up tomorrow morning and going for a run. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, aren't you like ill? And he's like, dude, it's the weirdest thing. I will get up at 6 a.m., basically still drunk. and start running, and the endorphins,
just
he's like,
burn
by, the
it
time,
out.
By the time I get done with my jog, I feel great.
Wow.
And I still can't even, I'm
I
like,
hear people saying that, and I'm just like, I don't believe you.
Dude, I'm like, bring me a pizza and a Bloody Mary,
yeah,
and I'll feel
yeah.
great. Like,
yeah.
I only say all that because I have a lot of respect for just the discipline it takes to say, I'm going to do, and the thing that kills me is I think about it, and I'm like, this literally takes 3 minutes of my time.
Yeah.
Yep. 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no excuse.
Well, I'll come up with any excuse.
Except that every day I have I'll come an excuse, up with it. Bro. Yeah.
And so I don't like doing that. I don't like sweating. I don't like any of that stuff. But at that same point, I'll figure out ways, and I love machinery. Like, I love things that, like, I wanted to get an elliptical, but I ended up getting a little one that fits under my desk at work. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing stuff at home, I'll just go
That's
on
awesome.
It and start rolling it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, if I'm in front of the computer, I put it right where my feet have to be, so I have to put my feet on it. So now I'm just going with it. And so, I mean, I play D&D every Tuesday night for like 2 hours. So tonight I'm going to be playing D&D, and I'm sitting there and I'm cycling on this elliptical for the entire 2 hours.
That's
so
cool.
I wake up the next morning, I'm like, why the hell is my ass hurt? And it's like,
yeah, my legs are sore.
Yeah. And it's because I'm actually at least figuring out one way to do it. Like, I can't make an excuse, because I used to have, when we were by the other place, the other building, we had the 24-hour fitness. I got a membership there, and I would take the elevator down with the express intent of walking over there. But by the time I got out of the elevator and down the steps, I had talked myself into getting in my car and going home.
Yeah, see, I had the gym here for that. And that's the only, like, I don't like this gym. I don't like some of the people there. And B, it doesn't have a lot of stuff, but it has enough to get by. But I know that if I do a gym, like, they just open up a 24-hour fitness by my house. I'm like, oh, what about that? And I started thinking about, my like, A, the gym here is free.
Yeah.
So I like free.
Free's cool.
And also, in order for me to go home, the gym's in the building. So I'm like, today's the only day where I don't go to the gym because of the podcast. Because I'm like, if I go to the gym after our podcast, I'm not getting home until
you're
like 4.
Fried. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's just, but like tomorrow, usually right before the megacast, I'll go down there for an hour before we record the megacast, because the show ends at 10. We don't start recording until like 11:15, 11:30.
Nice.
And every other day, I can go down there. So it's like, all right, I've got my routine, but once the routine changes, I get like weird. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Man, you know.
It's just about doing something, man. Like, for me, it's just getting those push-ups in. Really, at first, it started as 15, 10, 20, and then I was like, in order for me to see improvement, I got to do a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and I keep pushing myself, and I'm like, even with weights, I'm like, I can't believe, like, I used to say, I'll never get to this weight on something, and now it's like, and now I'm doing 15 of them properly as a set, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is so weird. Like, you don't think about it because you kind of get lost throughout through the journey. I'm like, I'm not seeing results. And then I start thinking about all the stuff I've been doing. I'm like, crap, I'm not paying attention to where I was at point A, and where I am now is way different.
Yeah.
So it's cool. But now, like, my thing is, I need to start eating a little bit better, because I used to just work out really to maintain. Because I don't.
Aren't you
like,
you're kind of a shame eater too, aren't you? Like,
yeah,
you know, in the closet, I'm crying over your large fries.
Pretty much.
You knew the names of the current promo for the damn McDonald's stuff.
I know. I'm
obsessed. You know, that comes out Wednesday. I was like, dude, what are you doing, man? Like,
yeah, it's
tough. You look a lot better than
I
do.
I'm like getting all fidgety thinking about fast food. Like, but I'm like, I need to get
shame eater, Justin.
I'm an emotional eater. I'll eat when I'm happy. I'll eat when I'm sad. If something good happens in my life, I will eat it. If something
happy
bad's going
cream,
in my life.
Sad burger.
Oh, man. I love
Although
sad
I
burgers.
Just tried the Impossible Burger. Granted, it's not like a ton healthier than a regular burger. Impossible Whopper at Burger King.
Was it good?
It tastes just like a regular Whopper.
But that's impossible.
I know. The plant-based one. I mean, it's a little bit different. But Whopper's my favorite of all the fast food burgers.
I'm so sorry. Hands down, my favorite burger.
I eat one weekly.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah,
a weekly Whopper?
Usually on Fridays after I train. It's on the way home.
The weekly Whopper.
Weekly Whopper. I'm Italian, I could say that.
Do we call it the Weepy Whopper?
The Weepy Whopper?
You have to hide the wrapper from Sid?
Oh, God, yeah.
The Weepy Whopper.
So I even threw it out. I'm like, hey, babe, you hear that there's now an Impossible Whopper? She's like, oh, we should try that sometime. I'm like, yeah, let's get it right now. She's like, we can't just get it whenever. It's like a treat. It's not something you can just get all the time. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't probably tell you about the three I've already had this week.
I made it through today.
You're trying to sell her. I was like, well, we should try it for the first time.
I know.
That's good,
though.
Maneuvering. Good.
Yeah,
is it really
so
good?
I'm trying to get better about that.
Trying.
I am, dude.
Steve, like, crouched down in the back of his own vehicle.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nom, nom, nom,
you
nom.
See the, like, you see the lights of the flashlight going around, and you just hear, you're sitting in the back, Steve!
Steve!
I know what you're
doing.
He's in there quietly chewing.
Are you eating an Impossible Burger? I can smell it.
You know what's Steve. Not impossible? It's me finding out. And the reason's so dumb. I'm doing this solely so I could look better when I wrestle. Like, I mean,
it's, no, it's a good thing to have.
But of all things, like, Steve, why did you finally, like, get in shape and get a better, like, you know, attitude about eating right and working out?
Because I want to be a wrestler and I want to look good.
It's because I like pretend fighting my friends and I want to look good at it.
And I don't want to break a sweat doing it, walking to the ring.
I get it. That's my, I don't even know how we went down this wormhole.
I have no idea either.
I don't know, but I enjoyed it.
Hashtag fit life.
Where are we at? Yeah,
was it rituals? The rituals?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
it was Viagra, and then suddenly it was a Whopper.
I know, yeah.
Then Steve was rubbing himself with ground beef.
Yeah. Rub myself with the ground beef, and then I make it into a Whopper. I eat the Viagra, which I placed in the Whopper, and then I drum in boxer shorts. I think that's where Steve was with that whole thing.
And then I cry.
And then he cries.
Let's do one voicemail while we have a second.
Sweet.
Please call us.
Hey, what's up? Steve,
hi.
Glenn, Rev. This is Cheyenne Longfox.
Nice.
I haven't called in a while, but, you know, I just listened to the latest episode, and first of all, that's awesome that there's going to be a Mixed Fest 3.
Oh, yeah, that's before we forget. October 12th.
October 12th, Mixed Fest 3. I believe the ticket link's already live. We discussed that on the last show. Yeah, dude.
Club Sir, S-U-R.
Club Sir here in Seattle.
Yes, yep. Sir.
We got Intisar, Celia, Wide Only in the Wreckage, My Project, Glenn Cannon Band, Bruiser Brody, and Stephen Perkins of Jane's Addiction, and Peter DiStefano of Porno for Pyros.
That's amazing.
With Zach Malang from Supersonic Soul All-Stars. Pimps and Black Vinyl All-Stars on bass. It is a six-band bill. It is going to be off the chain. That is October 12th. That's how you want to, you know, button up the beginning of your fall. Trust me, that's going to be
hell
the one.
Yeah, man. And I'm sure if you just Google, like, Club Sir, Migs Fest, we probably there. And if we could throw a link maybe on the Facebook page. Just
I've got promo poster images already, too. I can shoot to you guys.
Nice.
They made a nice-looking poster.
I saw, like, the little
with
teaser.
The astronaut or whatever.
Well, it just showed, like, just the Migs Fest featuring Peter and Steven.
Oh,
but it was, like, a cropped version.
Okay.
So I haven't seen the full thing done yet.
It's just
thick.
It's got, like, an astronaut
I like
in the background. And,
did you just say it was thick?
Sick.
Oh,
I have a lisp.
I was like, did you just say it was thick?
I have a slight lisp. My tongue's bigger than my mouth.
It's a Mike Tyson. Thing.
Sorry to bring that up.
All right, let's listen to the rest from Cheyenne.
So long ago, I will be there. Snow is not stopping me this time. So it'll be great to see you guys. And secondly, but most importantly, I just wanted to say how awesome it is, like how well everything is going for all of you guys right now. You know, Steve, of course, has got the
wrestling.
Wonderful little one on the way.
Oh,
you know, and
too.
It's great to see him so happy about that. And Sid, of course,
hit
as
girl.
Well. And then the
real quick.
Yeah, little hit girl.
Can
hit
I give
girl.
A quick shout out to Pearl Jam?
Oh, yeah, right.
What'd they do?
Out of the blue, I'm going to show it to you, okay? I'm on
Twitter.
You
get like a tweet like, hey, Steve, way to go.
Basically.
P.S. It's my kid, Ed. What? Oh, yeah! That's the
go to
coolest.
Pearl Jam's Twitter. They didn't retweet it. They didn't share it.
Congratulations. Dude.
They pulled my picture of me and my wife and Lulu wearing Pearl Jam shirts holding the Pearl Jam onesie off of probably my Twitter or social media.
That is beyond cool,
and
man.
Tag me. Congratulations. Yesterday. All and out of the blue. Like, my wife and I were laughing about it. I'm like, I don't even know, like...
Somehow someone saw that photo and went, dude, that's rad, and boom.
Yeah.
You know, that's simple. That's killer.
I pretend that Eddie Vedder runs their Twitter account.
He probably...
Account.
You never
he
know.
He does.
Yeah,
he totally
so
does.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks, Pearl Jam, for congratulating me on their Twitter page.
That's rad.
It's stupid awesome.
It's really cool.
All right, back to...
Rev, he's doing a podcast. He's doing... You know,
Grit City Podcast.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of traveling around. He is the man about town,
he
and he is awesome. It's
thank
man.
You.
Great to see him doing so well. And Glenn, you know, you put out some killer music.
Yes.
Solo stuff seems to really be taking off.
Thanks, man.
And I could not be more pumped about it and happier for you.
Sweet.
Thanks, you guys are all wonderful dudes. You all deserve so much of the great stuff that's coming your way.
Agreed.
And
it's
I
about
just can't
time.
Say enough about it.
Yeah.
So glad that you guys are all doing well and are all so happy. And hopefully I'll be there in October to shake hands with y'all. So
that'd be great.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Sweet. Cheers,
October 12th. Hopefully we see you there, Cheyenne October Long 12th. Fox.
Yep. Yeah, man.
And I did just share the post on the Facebook group.
Nice.
So if you haven't gotten tickets yet, it's got that perfect link right there. You can get the tickets and
buy the
boom.
Tickets. Yeah. Come party with us October 12th. We're going to be over at Club Surf. First show for Bruiser Brody in
a minute.
Yeah.
Since Canada, right?
Yes, yeah, since Steel Panther.
Yeah, since Steel Panther.
Wow, that was April. Wow, we're coming back swinging.
It's all right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
We might even practice for this
if
one.
You want to?
Are you going to?
If you want to enjoy your Bruiser Brody, you got to come see us when we play, because
you just never know when we might not ever play again.
Well, there just might be some gaps between shows. You know what I'm saying?
When the feeling's right, it'll happen. Hopefully, we'll work on some new songs. I don't think we'll have a new song to play by then, but you never know.
You know? Yeah. It's the new song. It's called Shame Eating.
Yep. It's called Judgment Calls, originally written by Peter Parker.
Cries, cries, cries in his fries, fries, fries.
And we'll cover like short that. Skirt, long jacket.
Ooh. Right.
But we'll need everybody in the crowd to do the backing vocals.
Yeah. And I'm going to dust off a trumpet and get into that.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do that part.
Oh, dear.
Let's take another voicemail. Screw it.
The one thing that really bugs me a lot.
I always love when a voicemail starts that way.
It does. I love it.
Mom?
How does she sound, Glenn?
I can't tell if she sounds hot. She sounds intoxicated, actually.
Try again.
The one thing that really bugs me a lot.
She sounds drunk.
She sounds hammered.
She could be cute, but she sounds drunk.
Is when you're at the movie theater and the people are in front of you, get a big bucket of popcorn and crunch the whole movie.
I thought she was going to say, put a hole in it and then offer me some popcorn.
I was going to be like, and doesn't offer
in
me
there,
any popcorn.
And I tug.
Please learn how to eat your food quietly, because I can't hear the movie over your loud crunching. Oh, I hate it.
A, that's BS. And B, like, you're in a movie theater. If you don't like that, watch your movie at home. Well, everyone has a big screen TV. Get over it.
How do you eat? It would have to be a lip smacker. How do you eat popcorn loud?
The only people that annoy me at a movie theater is the people who get something that they're in, like, a cellophane wrapper, and they try and quietly open it. It's like, just go hardcore and rip the Band-Aid off.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Do open your damn food during the previews.
Yep. Or like, wait for a loud part.
Yeah.
Like, the worst, though, I have to agree, though, when I had popcorn. Yeah. I'll never forget, I love eating popcorn, but I'm a loud eater. So I do think about that. So I would be a good person for her to sit near, not because I'm a loud eater, but I'm very aware of, like, trying to make sure I only eat popcorn during, like, louder parts of the movie. When we went and saw that damn George Clooney, Sandra Bullock Gravity movie.
Oh, the movie is quiet in so many spots.
Impossible. That's the only time I never finished all my popcorn. I was like, come on.
They're trying to show how desolate space is, and there's no sound at certain points.
That movie was freaking intense.
Yes. I loved it.
It was just, whoa. And then the credits rolled.
I did
it. Like, one intense moment.
I had to go have a drink.
One loud moment, and I'm like, honk, 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 honk. Let me eat as much popcorn as I can.
I hated that movie because there's the parts where she's, like, spinning in space.
Yeah.
And it's going, woof, woof, woof.
Oh, motion sickness.
Did it get you?
Yes.
Oh, sorry,
and there was
bro.
No movement. Yeah. It was just that. And I'm like, I can't watch this.
I could see how that could felt. Like, mom gets like that in movies. Like, certain movies, you look over, and she's just got her head in her hands. And
yeah.
Like, oh, dude, mom, you okay? And she's like, I am about to get sick.
A lot of the times, it doesn't bother me if it's just the movement of the screen. That one got me bad.
Yeah, well, they were trying to illustrate that she was truly tumbling wildly into the abyss.
Yeah, and that's
and
like
they did a great job of doing it.
That thing is what terrifies me of space. It's like, if that propulsion happens, like, I'm never going to go into space.
I was just
going
to say, luckily, it's going to be hard for you to get there.
My biggest fear is running into Sandra Bullock in space, so I get it.
Well, because if you run into her, apparently, she's having a bad day.
Right.
Right.
She abandoned George Clooney.
Spoiler alert. It kind of, if you haven't seen it.
I was like, wait, she does.
He reappears later, but only to reaffirm her total desperation.
Are we going into spoilers? Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's only been out for,
by the way, Vader, Luke's father.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Get out of here,
Bruce Willis.
They say that Luke's pretty handy.
Talk about Die Hard. Die Hard. He died right at the beginning of the movie. The rest is just a dream.
That'd be a mind F.
Right? One more and we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Screw it.
I just want to say, I hate.
Okay, what do we think?
She actually sounds really cute.
Yeah,
sober.
But the other girl sounded a little intoxicated.
Okay.
I just want to say, I hate it when people should constantly hit the snooze button. It's like, what's more annoying, hearing that ding, 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 or actually getting the f*** up?
And is this my wife? Because I don't snooze anymore because of her.
Really?
It's like, as soon as that alarm goes up, I have a multiple alarm set, but it's like, get up before she wakes up.
Drinking some f***ing coffee.
Whoa.
And going about your day.
She's upset.
It's so annoying when grown people swear they need 5 more minutes.
So when children do it, it's okay.
Well, no, let me tell you
something.
It
sounds like this is a one-night stand gone wrong.
We all need 5 more minutes, hon. I mean, what? Come on, everybody. Getting up sucks.
See, it's 9 more minutes. That's how my snooze works.
But I don't do snooze. My alarm is in the next room. So when it goes off, I have to get up and walk to it.
I'd be afraid I wouldn't hear it.
Oh, no, no, no. I hear it. But if it's by the bed, I will be asleep. I'll reach over and shut it off with hatred in my heart, mm-hmm. and I'll wake up 6 hours later.
Oh, see, I'm good
refreshed
with
and fired.
I'm good with the snooze. I've got the 2 times that I'll hit it.
Tawny does usually 2 or 3.
Yeah, but like the last couple of days, it's been one of those ones where I would hit it once, hit it twice, and then after that second one.
3 times a lady?
About 3 times I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I won't make it to that last one. Like, I'll get up at some point in between those. Lately, no, man, I'm going right to it. Like, it's going off every time. I don't know what's going on with my sleep schedule.
Here's
but.
Some risky, risky business, because I will often get up to shut my alarm off and then go back to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To wake up.
Yep.
I lay there, unquote, wake up. No, but it works. I lay there. We call it coming up to temperature. I slowly, okay, I can focus my eyes. Yep, I'm in pain. Okay, that's because I'm in my 40s. Okay, oh, cool, my cat's coming. I'm going to snuggle with her for 5 minutes. Then that's 5 minutes of bliss.
Yeah.
And then it's okay. Now I'm awake. Now I'm going to get up. But I do actually go back to bed to wake up.
So you,
which I know I'm playing with fire, but it's been working for years.
I would burn.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, and that's like we talked about the ritual. Like in the morning, it's an automatic ritual. Hit the snooze a couple of times, get up, and then it's like this morning was like it's going off, and I'm like, oh God, I'm not late, but close to it. But I still have to hit everything in my morning ritual, or else I feel like I've forgotten something and it freaks me out.
The nice thing is if I snooze, sometimes Lulu wakes up and then she's in, I need to go to the bathroom mode. So then she just paws at me and it's the cutest thing in the world. Like, I can never get mad. She's like, come on, get up. But sometimes she'll do it before my alarm even goes off. Like, if she wakes up before me and it just cracks me up. One time my wife's like, why are you laughing so early in the morning? I'm like, oh, Lulu's pawing at me. She's like, yeah, I wouldn't think that was as funny as you do at that time.
But
I'm
right?
Like,
yeah.
I'm just a sucker for that damn dog. It doesn't matter.
I'm like that with my cat.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
Oh, with if the cats want to be fed,
if
it's like,
Muppet shows up, I'm like, you are the center of all things wonderful.
Oh, right. Not with Carl and Frank. Frank's actually pretty good with it, but Carl, he's a total dick. He will. It's one of those ones where it's like, I'm hungry now, and it's not a cuddle thing. It is, I will knock everything off you love off of everything.
Whoa.
I know which container holds your glasses. Launch. I'm pretty sure that he ate one of my wife's hearing aids.
Dude,
like, we're pretty sure because he's like,
did he have a loud bowel movement or that's
no?
How you knew? I'm sorry.
That's a subtle one. That was really good. I like that one.
Just slipped that in there.
Yeah. No. I just think like, or maybe he just hit it. But basically, the cat is evil in the morning.
I'm sorry about that. I've had evil cats. I understand.
You know, I love the cat, but
it's fun to watch the evil behavior too. Like, I remember watching Tram get up on a bookshelf and she would make eye contact,
stare at you,
and knock something off.
Yep.
Blam.
Mm-hmm. Maintain that eye contact.
And then she's like, oh, no response. So she'd move over a little further and never break eye contact.
Yep.
Blam. I sat there and watched her clear the entire top of a shelf.
Just to see if she would.
Yeah, and she did. And she got to the end because it was kind of like, you think you can make me move? Let me show you something. You know, I'm 27 times your size. Yeah, and she got to the end of the shelf, and then she just sat there and stared at me like, well, this went nowhere. And I'm like, you're damn straight. And I'm not picking that stuff up till you're not in the room. I won't give you the satisfaction.
All right, let's get out of here. Shout out to the whole city. They did 3 sold-out shows last week. They're the music that we hear right now with
Congrats.
Stay Positive. Apparently, they went really well. And your friend Steve over here dropped the ball, forgot to buy tickets. And by the time tickets were going to be purchased, they were sold out.
Aww.
And then I tried every like buddy deal I could possibly pull off, and it just never happened. So didn't get to see.
You made
them.
The calls, and no one came through.
I asked one person. I asked Hair Club. He's like, I don't know their manager anymore. I was like, fair enough. I stopped trying.
But honestly, though, that was a good call. You went right to the top.
Yeah, I figured, why even bother?
That's the spirit.
But stay positive while you don't bother.
Yeah, sure.
No, I was bummed I missed it, but I heard that they put on a phenomenal show. They have a new record out that I really do love. Any record, any song that can name check Kirk Hammett in it, to me, is pretty awesome.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
All right, well, so big shows again on Friday at the High Dive. You're back in Eve Clark.
Yep.
And then Saturday at Jazz Bones, you're going to be playing with Antihero and Dead Rebel Saints.
Yep, excited for that one.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be at 321 Battle on Friday night. That should be a lot of fun. And don't forget to get tickets for Without a Cause Wrestling on September 15th. Me versus All Ego, Ethan Page. Stay positive. Goodbye.